Great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait! Good. Are you ready?
Whoa!
Go!
Whoa!
Are you ready?
I can't do this!
No!
No way!
Not even for some Bud Light?
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
See you, dude.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. If you're hurting, painkillers can help. But a new study says too many can cause permanent damage.
Everybody should be aware that it's not a benign substance, and more isn't better.
CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Emily Sine says accidental poisoning from acetaminophen, the active ingredient in painkillers like Tylenol, is on the rise.
They can have untoward side effects that a lot of people don't think about or realize, and liver failure is one of them.
Especially in people who may not be aware they have liver trouble. A University of Washington study says acetaminophen poisoning accounted for more than half of liver-related problems in patients surveyed 2 years ago. Nobody wants to get sick during the holidays, especially with the flu. The good news is that this year's strain could have been worse.
There's no evidence that this virus is especially more virulent or powerful than other flu strains we've had.
Dr. Stanley Black, Kaiser Permanente Vaccine Study Center, says California is getting the worst of it right now, and he says it's not too late to get your shot. If you're looking for work in 2006, get those resumes out fast.
What we're seeing is that one in four hiring managers are actually going to shorten their recruitment process by 2 weeks or more. 1 in 10 are going to shorten them by 3 weeks or more. So you want to make sure that you jump on those opportunities as they become available.
Jenny Sullivan at CareerBuilder.com says an improving economy could mean as many as 2 million new jobs next year, especially in the South and West. So you think going back to the mall for post-holiday shopping sales is a crazy idea? CBS News correspondent Sharon Alfonsi says, think again.
After a slow start to the holiday season, retailers are trying to lure those just there to return gifts to buy.
I can't help myself.
And they're offering deep discounts.
I spent less than $300 for the two
to shoppers powerless to resist the sale.
Your husband doesn't know you're here.
No. He knows I'm at the store, but he don't know I'm getting all this stuff.
In Baghdad, a vocal but nonviolent march of more than 10,000 people. They back Sunni Arab and secular Shiite politicians, and they're supporting a national unity government. Six Iraqi police officers and two civilians were killed in the latest round of violence. Municipal workers in Karbala may have uncovered part of a mass grave dating back to an uprising beaten down by Saddam Hussein in 1991. Four U.S. Marines are charged with rape in the Philippines. A lance corporal is accused of sexually assaulting a 22-year-old woman in a van while his friends watched. The men are in U.S. Embassy custody. In the Florida Panhandle, police say a man and his two young children have been found dead in their van. The engine was still running, and investigators say a hose was hooked up from the tailpipe to the van's rear window. Police are calling it a case of murder-suicide. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older.
The aches, the pains.
Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
This is Father John Couture with a caution. Beware of false prophets. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. For instance, Nietzsche once said, God is dead. And Adolf Hitler believed him. And Hitler made himself into a god, destroying millions of lives in World War II. Beware of those who do not respect the God who made them. This is Father John Couture inviting you to visit my website, messengerofjoy.com. Thank you, and God bless you.
California's governor has been feuding with his hometown back in Austria. We get more on the latest round from reporter Eve Kuhn in Vienna.
Austrians quietly removed during the night letters from a sign on a sports stadium named after California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger at his request. He insisted they be taken down before local politicians in Graz near his hometown voted to have them removed. Council members were upset because he did not commute the death sentence of Stanley Tookie Williams. A poll by a local newspaper, however, showed that 70% of the population wanted the sign to stay. Eve Kuhn for CBS News, Vienna.
He made his name by shutting the door on opposing batters. Now police in South Florida have slammed the jail cell door on former big league reliever Jeff Reardon, who they say robbed a jewelry store and relieved it of an undisclosed saves during his career. Peter King, CBS News.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
Hey, me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
An apple and my gummy bear for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grapefruit for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww, one Ovaltine, please.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name us
Randy Rhodes.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now. 80,000! Now anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The percentage of Uncle Sam's money going to entitlements is growing because when you're entitled, you're entitled. More and more of the U.S. population is in the entitled group, and what Congress giveth in the way of entitlements, Congress findeth extremely difficult, if not impossible, to taketh away. More after this.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, and this is my 11th day with Prilosec OTC. When I'd get my frequent heartburn, I couldn't even stand to sit at the dinner table, much less cook for my family. But since I started taking Prilosec OTC, we're all eating like a family again. Tonight, we're having honey-grilled chicken. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 11 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Uncle Sam maketh no money except what the taxpayer payeth and the money he borrows by issuing bonds. When the government deficit spendeth. Some things it can spend more or less on, as Congress debates on the floor. And often, it's anyone's guess on whose programs get less or get more. But there are categories of money they spend, about which there is little doubt. Entitlements, on which so many depend, that Congress can't do much about. Because there were so many promises made about how much would be paid to whom, there is little discretion to Congress in session and practically no wiggle room. And those categories are rapidly growing, according to our Census Bureau, as the countries of Europe are also showing in programs they spend with their euro. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, government promises made, once done, are exceedingly hard to undo. Ask anyone they made those promises to. When a promise you make and a promise you keep, one day you find out it will not be cheap. So Congress now struggles to put on the brake, yet live up in some way to the promise they make. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Policy and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
The Osgood File, December 27th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
(771) 9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
This is Ed Schultz wishing you a very happy holiday season from all of us at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tom Tancredo's in the news a lot. Of course, he's in the news a lot for immigration, but there's another side of Tom Tancredo, and there's another side of where he gets his money. And we're going to talk to Mark Potok. He's director of the Intelligence Project and the spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center. And good morning, Mark. Welcome to AM 760.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Before we get into Tom Tancredo, explain a little bit about what you do as director of the Intelligence Project.
Well, the Intelligence Project is essentially the department in the Southern Poverty Law Center that monitors hate groups. We started out about 20 years ago doing essentially monitoring the Klan, kind of keeping track of the Klan in the South. But the department has grown a lot, and we now look essentially at the American radical right across the spectrum. And, you know, that has increasingly come to mean that we've looked pretty hard at some of the anti-immigration groups, and particularly the more vigilante-oriented ones that have popped up around the country recently. But we cover a whole array of different kinds of groups, publish lists of hate groups, and we also publish a magazine, very serious magazine, called The Intelligence Report, which is essentially an investigative journal, and which examines these groups and the people who lead them.
All right, let's dice this up a little bit. Hate groups. Are there more or less in the United States? Has it been going up, or is it just kind of the same?
We now cover about 750, or actually a little more, about 761 hate groups, and that number has been going up rather slowly. I wouldn't say that it's been, any kind of explosion, but it's been a fairly steady increase going back to the early 90s. So, you know, that's, and that I think is a real trend. That's not a, you know, some kind of a numerical anomaly. That's really going on. So, you know, I think one can say that those kinds, certainly at the fringes of our society, these kinds of racial tensions are getting worse, not better.
Are these like your typical neo-Nazis? Is that kind of like what they are, or?
Well, it's a whole range. I mean, you know, yes, I would say when you look at the hard edge of the American radical right, the dominant kind of faction are neo-Nazi groups. You know, and they have been some of our sort of biggest nemesises, if that's a word, over the last few years. And that's because the neo-Nazi groups in particular have produced such an incredible amount of criminal violence or plots to, you know, murder people by the hundreds, literally. You know, right now in the neo-Nazi world, we're looking at groups that have collapsed in the last few years. So there's a lot of chaos in that particular kind of sector of the radical right.
All right, how about these border vigilantes? Where do they rank?
Well, you know, the thing about the vigilantes is that they, you know, claim strenuously not to be animated by racism. You know, what we found in looking at these groups and trying to be fair in looking at these groups is that while that may be true of many of the people who join up with them, in fact, time and time and time again, when you really look at these people and their backgrounds and what they say when they're not, you know, staring into a television camera, is that a lot of the leadership really is animated by racism or bigotry. You know, I mean, we have things like, for instance, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, a major group, and in fact, its leader, Barbara Coe, is a donor to Tom Tancredo. That group, Barbara Coe, is actually also a member of a group called the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is a straight-up white supremacist group that describes black people as a retrograde species of humanity. So that's just a small example, but to give you an idea of the kind of links we see quite frequently in the anti-immigration movement, and particularly the vigilante groups.
And Tancredo's taking money from these people.
That is true. You know, he's taken money from Barbara Coe. He's taken money from a guy named Joe McCutcheon, who leads an anti-immigration group in Arkansas. It's called Protect Arkansas Now. You know, in McCutcheon's case, he also has spoken to that group I mentioned, the Council of Conservative Citizens. He also, you know, it didn't take us long to find out at all that over the last 10 or 15 years, he has written a whole series of letters to the editor in Fort Smith, where he's from, basically saying, you know, complaining about the Jews. The Jews control the world. They control the media, the entertainment industry, you know. And when he was called on this, I mean, when he was named to his position, we came out right away because we all recognized McCutcheon's name. That's one of our guys. Funnily enough, when we called him on this, and this got immediately into the front pages of the Arkansas papers, McCutcheon's response was, I wasn't saying anything about the Jews that was bad. What I was saying is they're good businessmen. So there's kind of an amusing sideline to this, but those are the kinds of connections. You know, he's also taken money from a woman named Madeline Cosman, you know, who's a bit, you know, a bit of a maniacal sort of conspiracy theorist.
Now, this is Tancredo that's taken money from her.
Yes, yes, going back to Tancredo. And, you know, what I would say is that vis-a-vis Tancredo is that, you know, this is a guy who has easily hobnobbed with people who really are racist. I mean, I cannot say what is in Tom Tancredo's mind. He certainly doesn't seem very friendly to people, you know, who have brown skin. I think that's fairly obvious. But in any event, there's no question that the people around him, or a number of them, are really quite awful people. I mean, in the case of Barbara Coe, you know, we had a reporter at a meeting in Washington several years ago where, you know, he accepted an award from Barbara Coe. You know, I mean, these two describe each other as good friends. And Barbara Coe is not a nice woman.
But, you know, the majority, I bet you the majority of people who sit there in the 6th District, his congressional district, probably don't know any of this?
Well, they sure don't hear much about it. I mean, I think there's some anger, at least, in the district directed at him, you know, both because, of course, he broke his pledge.
So he shows up on your radar?
He does. I mean, you know, he's running around the country saying things like, you know, illegal aliens are coming here to kill me and kill you and kill our families, too. You know, that's verging into the extremist world. So, you know, it's not that we've targeted, quote-unquote, Tom Tancredo, or he's on some, you know, watch list or something like that. But, you know, he's a congressman who's interacting with people who we do cover as a part of our regular work uncovering the workings of hate groups.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7, Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project and spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let me switch from Tancredo a second to what about the Minutemen on the border? Do they show up?
Sure. The Minutemen, of course, are, you know, essentially an organ of these two people, Jim Gilchrist, who's now running for Congress in California, and Chris Simcox, who is essentially a guy who left Los Angeles disgusted with what, Hispanic people had done to Los Angeles, as he said, went off to Arizona to be on the front lines fighting the threats. What we see, this is not proven at all in the case of the Minutemen, but in some of these vigilante groups, and I'm thinking in particular of one called Ranch Rescue, we have seen real violence meted out by these guys, these paramilitary people. I mean, there's another group down there called Arizona Guard that was formed and actually created an entire paramilitary training compound on the border. Where their people would, they built firing ranges and lookout towers and bunkers. It was tall, it looked like you were on the West Bank or something.
Mm.
So that stuff is scary because, essentially, at least in my view, what's happening down on the border is you've got this very, very volatile mix of people who are armed to the teeth, who believe that Mexicans crossing the border represent, a dire threat to our civilization, and who are also animated by conspiracy theories. Almost the entire leadership of this movement has signed on to the so-called Aztlan conspiracy theory, the idea that the Mexican government is involved secretly in a plot to reconquer the American Southwest. I mean, they talk about this in all seriousness as a real-life plot.
Immigration is a big, big problem, though, in this country. The thing that gets me is that when we talk about immigration, we never talk about people coming from Eastern Europe. We never talk about people coming from Canada. It's always the same thing, our southern borders.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, and I don't want listeners to think that, we are not, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are not, some sort of open borders organization. In fact, we're not experts on immigration at all. We are, I think, experts, and fairly said, on the radical right. And, I guess the point I would make is not that immigration ought to be this level or that level, but that with each, major wave of immigration in this country's history, nativists, people who are, upset about the immigration, have said the very same kinds of things. They bring in diseases. They are not as educated as we are. They have other allegiances to the Pope or to Israel or whatever it may be. They're dirty. They're destroying our culture. And these things were said about Catholics, about the Irish, about the Italians, about Jews. Each successive wave of immigration has been described this way. And, in every case, it really has turned out not to be true. So, I'm just pointing out that once again we're going into this cycle where people, somehow feel that it is a perfectly reasonable thing to say politicians' dais, that these are barbarians, that these are people who, don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. I mean, that's literally the kinds of things that are said by many of the people in the anti-immigration movement.
All right. If people want to find out more about the Southern Poverty Law Center, where do they go?
Well, our main webpage is SPL Center. It's SPLCENTER.org. If they are interested in the investigative work we do around hate groups, probably the best is simply to go straight to intelligencereport.org, which is the magazine I edit and its archives.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for your time. It's been really informative. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, there's Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project and spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Good news. Start off your drive this morning. Check and clear on I-25, I-70, 225, 6th Avenue, C-470, and the Turnpike trouble-free at the moment. And around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and South Boulder Road, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baytown. They're moving along just fine, and the forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, maybe...
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you.
Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
To a better neighborhood, visit networksolutions.com and go farther.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Erin Hart again on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A few technical glitches for a Tuesday morning, but we're back on track, and good morning. How are you? We're going to be talking to Dennis Yedwab. He is the Chief Media Strategist for Media Matters for America, and we're going to be talking to him coming up shortly. We're going to sort of look at what's been happening. They've got a great series on what's been going on with all of this 12 media myths and falsehoods on the Bush administration's spying scandal. And did you ever think you'd live to see the day? I mean, have you seen the full-page ad by the ACLU basically saying, this man lied to you, and this man is too? I mean, this man took on power to himself, and so has this one. Pictures of Richard Nixon, George W. Bush. I'm paraphrasing only a little. These guys have just, it's all about how much power can we steal for the executive. And I use the word steal because that's what they're doing. They're not paying any attention to the Congress. They're not paying any attention to the courts. They're bypassing the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They are entirely ignoring it. Just forget it. They never even retroactively sought a warrant, and they could have. So we will go through some of these and also the top stories of 2005 that just shocked our socks off. It seemed at the beginning, Dennis Yedwab, and good morning, and thank you for bearing with us this morning. It seemed like when we started 2005, we thought that, you know, Bush would be all-powerful, and we'd know he was collecting more power unto himself, but he has sunk in the polls, and I don't think this latest scandal is helping him at all. What's your take?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think we all remember that first press conference where he talked about his earning of political capital, and he seemed to have spent that pretty fast. And I don't think he ended the year on a terribly high note. This spy scandal, this domestic spying scandal, has been unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And have we figured out why the New York Times sat on it for a year? I mean, is it because of James Risen's book?
You know, the New York Times has yet to explain why they did it. Well, what's interesting is there was an article in the Washington Post yesterday where we know the New York Times, that Bush administration called the New York Times editors in to try and have them hold that story. We also now know from Howie Kurtz in the Washington Post that Bush called in the Washington Post editors to have them try and hold the story about the secret prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So
Dana Priest, right?
And, I mean, another great story.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on national security, and it's amazing that these stories, A, that these exist, but B, that they're being held. I mean, these are huge scoops. And the New York Times, again, Bill Keller put out a statement about why they did this, and it leaves more questions than it answers.
Well, it does seem to, yeah. I mean, they just basically sort of say, well, we have to keep some of it secret because we agreed to, like, for example, in the Dana Priest article, they said that they would not reveal the exact locations, leaving European countries to fall over themselves. Well, we're not doing it.
Sure.
We aren't either. And then we have the extraordinary situation where Bill Keller yet again is called into the White House and told, don't do this. But has not explained whether, and he did say, he came out and denied it was because of Bill Keller's book deal other reason, but this could have changed the 2004 election.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What was fascinating is that a lot of the right wing was angry that the story came out on the day that it did, because it came out the day after the elections in Iraq. And they're like, well, how come the New York Times had this story come out the day of the Iraqi elections? They're taking time away from the Iraqi elections. That's a great news story. Well, if this had come out a year ago, we might have a different...
Let's go after them, charge them,
Sure. Behave
like you did in Valerie Plame. Is there a distinction and a difference between leaking the name of a CIA agent and telling these stories about the National Security Administration spying on all of us?
You know, it is amazing to me that people don't understand the distinction here. The distinction here is that in the Valerie Plame case, this was a hit. This was a political hit. They wanted to go after an enemy.
Absolutely.
And there was no national security reason for this. The only reason for this was politics. On both the Washington Post story and the New York Times story, we are talking about things that the government is doing and that are crucial to knowing what our country's about, and are big stories and things we haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
And the spying story is just so appalling.
Well, you know, it is. I mean, you've got all those big satellites down in the NSA on the East Coast, but then apparently we have them in Yakima and in Denver. Luke Hilser of the Rocky Mountain News just did a story that they're booting it from the Denver region as well.
That's right.
So it's like, My brother and I were joking the other day, talking over water. You know, hi, how you doing? Hi, guys, how's it going? We're paying your salaries. Do you have a warrant?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it's just, I mean, not that we're going to say anything other than I think we were talking about the Broncos and the Seahawks, actually. But, you know, it's still the idea that they're dragooning this and that they've gone after our cable companies and our internet companies and our phone companies.
Right. And you know what's amazing about this is that the part of the argument that they're making is that there's so much information out there that the FISA laws or whatever laws weren't available to, you know, don't deal with the sort of the way we do information now. But instead of going after Congress and changing the law, they said, well, we're just going to not abide by it. We're just going to do something differently. We're just going to have an executive. We're just going to decide because the president can. It doesn't have to change the law. So we don't even get to have a debate over whether this is a privacy issue or not. We don't get to have a debate about whether this is good public policy. We get to say, the president gets to say, well, I'm just going to change the law.
Well, yeah, and go above the law. This
exactly.
man was above, like the ACLU law, this man thought he was above the law, and so does this one. But the shocking thing to me, too, is, I mean, Tom Daschle, former Senate Majority Leader and Minority Leader, both, comes out and says, they approached me in the middle of passing the Patriot Act stuff and said, we want to include domestic spying. And they said, whoa, no go. And that may have been why they did it in part, but to not even have a debate.
Yep.
And why did all these people in Congress, I mean, I'm sure they stayed silent in part because they were intimidated and because it was top secret. But still, I mean, this is like he's running a shadow government.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's notable about how big a deal this is how quickly the misinformation has penetrated the debate.
Yes.
This story breaks about a week and a half ago, and we already on the Media Matters website have an item about the top 12 falsehoods that administration defenders and conservative commentators are using to defend the scandal.
No, defend the scandal, and they're trying to switch the topic. They're trying to say, well, Clinton, I love it. If I had a nickel for every time they say Clinton Carter did it, I could retire. But they sit and they say that, you know, that they did it. But they used FISA.
Right. Well,
they used it.
And they specifically, in the executive orders, that the RNC cites in its press release.
Right.
The Clinton and Carter specifically excluded U.S. persons. They specifically excluded domestic spying. So this is just a straight-out lie. And it's penetrated the conservative debate over trying to defend what the administration has done. I mean, you talked about the Democrats in Congress. The, one of the things that the administration is saying is, well, they were briefed and they supported it. Well, virtually every Democrat who's gone on the record to talk about this, who knew something about it, either said, I expressed reservations and they didn't listen to me, or I wasn't fully briefed on what they were trying to do. So, I mean, it's... But they have to defend it. This is a very dangerous thing for them politically.
I don't think it's going to go away in 2006. Let's put it that way. It's 303-713-7600. We're going to a break. It's 642. We'll be right back with more of you, Dennis Yedwab from Media Matters for America, right here on Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective.
Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
And we've been going through some of they have a great feature on their website, which talks about 12 myths and the debunking of those myths that have been perpetrated about the NSA scandal, such as, it's partisan. I mean, I can't even believe Howard Fineman of Newsweek actually suggesting on NBC's Today that, well, while the Bill of Rights is something we cherish, Democrats politically need to be careful. Because the president's going to argue, as he already has, that post-9/11 strong surveillance measures are required. But several prominent Republicans have expressed distinct concern and problems with this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Arlen Specter, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is going to hold hearings on this. Former Congressman Bob Barr, who, as we all might remember, was one of the first guys to call for President Clinton's impeachment.
Indeed.
He is on the record saying that they violated the law. Conservative legal scholars have talked about this. Everybody is concerned about this. And it's not. This is not partisan.
No.
And it's also not. Fineman and a bunch of other commentators have framed this issue as security versus civil liberties. And that underestimates this. This is a violation of the law. This is going above and beyond the law. And that's the problem.
It's above and beyond the law, and as John Dean so succinctly put it, this is the first president in history to announce his own impeachable offense. But I guess what I get enraged by is I've stood up for the media in recent years, and I'm beginning to bail on them because they just, thanks to your website in part, they keep rolling along. It's as if 9/11 made them lose their minds.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that the Bush administration has done extraordinarily effectively is they understand how to play the media game. They understand that the media is looking for balance. So it doesn't matter how outrageous what they say is, they will report what they say and then they will report the opposition and make no judgment as to who's right or wrong.
Report one side and then the other. Report one side and then the other.
And make no judgment. And the Bush administration understands this, so they can say as outrageous something as possible. They can say something that is easily debunked, and the way it'll get reported is the Bush administration says Carter and Clinton did the same thing. Democrats say that's not true, even though there is a fact that says that's not true.
But isn't it their responsibility to put stories in context?
I would argue that that is absolutely their responsibility, and that's why we exist, because we need to. Someone needs to hold them accountable for this. We can't let them be. We can't let them be cowed by the administration, by the way the administration plays the press game.
Well, the other thing that's coming up is they have annoyed the court system.
Oh, yeah.
One FISA judge has resigned already. There's going to be a big top-secret meeting about this and why they were bypassed. Meanwhile, we have Samuel Alito coming up for confirmation hearings and it being his papers being revealed him to be very much in favor of aggregating more and more power to the executive.
Right.
Is this going to hurt his nomination, in your estimation, Dennis?
I can only imagine that it will, because, again, the spying scandal isn't going away. This is going to be part of the dialogue going into January. And again, another thing that you can tell at how big a deal this spy scandal was in terms of even Alito's prospect is on Friday before Christmas, a bunch of new documents came out.
Yeah. Whenever you see a document dump on Friday.
And the first thing that was reported was Sam Alito and the abortion memo.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about that is that abortion memo had already come out. That wasn't news. What was news was that he basically said that the Attorney General shouldn't be liable for domestic wiretapping, warrantless wiretapping.
Right.
But, you know, it might have been in someone's interest to have a conversation about abortion instead of wiretapping.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
camouflage.
So it strikes us that maybe the people releasing the documents might have pointed the media in a certain direction because they didn't want them to look in another direction.
Very true, the old misdirection. Dennis Yedwab, I'd like, when we come back from the next break, for you to be thinking about the top scandals of Ott5 and what scandals we look to break in 2006. And I would imagine Jack Abramoff comes up on that list.
Absolutely.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is, really? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being told to take this all the way to the top, so
okay.
I apologize.
That's
I was confused.
All right.
Now, here's the thing. Top three, four scandals of 2005.
The top ones, obviously, the plane leak scandal, Karl Rove, and Scooter Libby's indictment.
And it's not over for Karl Rove.
That is absolutely true. This thing keeps going on. And, you know, Fitzgerald keeps investigating and keeps putting evidence before a grand jury.
Mm-hmm. So
this thing is going to go on.
I agree, and I think perhaps that Karl Rove, with all the testimony from the Time reporter and everything else, it may be looking like he tried to cover his tracks and may go down still. We'll see. Now, the other thing to happen from this, too, is that will continue. Scooter Libby's trial will go on. We've got the NSA scandal, about which there will be hearings, even with a Republican majority.
That's right.
Do you think there'll be a special prosecutor announced for that? Do you think the Bush administration will go ahead and try to investigate who leaked this story?
You know, they keep
somehow
saying,
I don't.
Yeah, they keep saying that. You know, I can't imagine they're going to go in that direction.
Oh,
here.
No.
This is too big a deal. There are too many people angry. There are too many people. I mean, frankly, there have already been Republicans who have signed a letter basically saying on the Intelligence Committee saying we need to investigate this. So that's not good. I don't think there's going to be a special prosecutor to investigate the leak. I think the Bush administration, again, wants to play misdirection, wants to talk about who leaked the stuff. The Congress, doing their job, wants to see why there is this program to begin with.
Yes. Yeah. Now, so then again, what happens with certainly John McCain, who is now going to be running for president, probably, held hearings on Jack Abramoff, exposing the kind of corruption. People around him are turning state's evidence right and left to plead to lesser charges.
Right.
Is he going to plead, or what's going to happen?
Well, that's been the talk right before the holidays that Abramoff was at deep plea negotiations to settle his case. to settle the bizarre case in Florida where his business partner essentially ordered a hit on a former business associate. And they're talking about pleas in that case because the other case, the scandal in Washington, is the one that where he can get the big fish. And the talk has been about, you know, dozens of members and their staffers.
We're talking about dozens of members of Congress, so there may even be more seats open than we anticipate now.
That is exactly right. I mean, right now, I mean, we already know, you know, Duke Cunningham goes down on the bribery scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Scanlon had the plea agreement in which the unnamed representative is identified as Congressman Bob Ney of Ohio. Out in California, John Doolittle has been hooked into this scandal, and there's been some reporting locally on that. Senator Conrad Burns in Montana, Congressman Richard Pombo of California. There's a whole bunch of guys who are like sitting there going, well, we're really tied in already. In public reports.
And we have Democrats, the few Democrats that took money from Abramoff, pretty much falling over themselves to give the money back.
Yeah,
except for Harry Reid, who keeps saying, yeah, I work on the Bureau of Indian Affairs Committee, I'm not sending it back.
Yeah,
I don't even know the guy.
You know, and it's what's ironic is that the scandal regarding Abramoff's money has been basically Indian gaming.
Yeah.
And the idea, and he basically was trying to stop expansion. You know, he was having one group pay him to expand Indian gaming while another group paid him to oppose Indian gaming.
He listed the help of Dr. I have to mention Dr. Dobson when I can, particularly when I'm broadcasting in Colorado.
Absolutely.
Getting all these so-called by Frank Rich yesterday in the New York Times, Billy Sundays, to cooperate in claiming, oh, well, we didn't know gambling. We didn't know anything about any stinking gambling.
Yeah, Ralph Reed has hurt his campaign for lieutenant governor in Georgia because he was involved.
I certainly hope so.
But what's amazing is that, you know, Harry Reid is the congressman from Nevada. He's the folks from Nevada don't actually like expansion of gaming anywhere else.
Yep, that makes sense. Now, in terms of what else will echo, I would think the Iraq War is also going to. It looks like it could explode into a civil war any second now.
Despite what was initial positive reports by the administration about how happy they were with the results of the Iraq War, it strikes me that the wrong guys won. You know, it was essentially the Shiite religious parties won, creating a problem with the Shiite secular parties and the Sunnis.
Well, they've now disqualified 90 Sunni candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just throwing the gauntlet down right in their face and basically double daring them to walk away.
Right. And it's going to be, I mean, look, Iraq is Iraq has been the underlying issue that's been driving pretty much the entire year.
Yes.
You know, it's what drove the plane scandal. It's in some ways it's part of what's driving the domestic wiretapping. It's driving this. It's their whole national security plan is premised on Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And when Iraq goes south, as it has been for a while, you know.
And apparently beating out the economy or anything else, even gas prices, Iraq is on everybody's mind.
That's right. And, because people watch the news. I turn on the TV, and it's 6:30 at night or 7 o'clock at night, and they'll see, more people die in Iraq.
Well,
and we have troops over there, and we're not exactly sure what the end goal here is.
Well, and the wounded are beginning to become visible.
Right,
very
right.
Visible. And that's the other thing.
That's right.
More than 16,000 wounded, sometimes maimed in horrible ways, and they're coming home to their hometowns, and that reverberates, I think.
I think that's exactly right, and I think there's a lot, and some of them are, and they're getting active.
So do you think that the Democrats really have a shot at taking back the House, and if so, what did they need to do?
Well, okay, back in my previous life, before I was at Media Matters, I was a Democratic political operative.
I kind of figured.
So, I think there are more seats in play than I ever thought there were going to be, probably twice as many seats in play.
Wow.
Because we're talking about going from 20 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there because of redistricting. This is not a lot of seats that are open.
Okie doke. Well, I hear the music, but we are going to consult with you when that comes up. Thank you,
sure.
Dennis Yedwell, for joining
Thanks,
us
Aaron.
For MediaMatters.org. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll be back to talk to each other coming up on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The number to join me, 303.
AM 760,
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy, your progressive station.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. CBS News, I'm Peter King. It's just about the most unwelcome sound this time of year. Cold and flu season means millions are taking products like Tylenol, which include acetaminophen. But a new University of Washington study blames the ingredient for liver problems in more than half the patients tracked 2 years ago. The FDA says acetaminophen poisoning is on the rise. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Emily Sine tells us that the problem is that some people may be taking too much.
Make sure that you're not doubling up on acetaminophen by getting it in multiple different products. Many people will take something for cough and something for pain, and before they know it, they've doubled the amount of acetaminophen they should be having because it can be found in both products.
Who's taking care of the planes that fly hundreds of millions every year? CBS's Peter Mayer reports live that you may not like the answer.
Well, the government says more than half of airline maintenance work is outsourced to save money. The Wall Street Journal reports a Department of Transportation investigation found major work has been done by companies that are not certified by the FAA. While rules require FAA-licensed mechanics to do the job, the Transportation Department Inspector General says many of the shops don't have enough oversight on crucial work. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A massive march, some 10,000 strong this morning in downtown Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobier is there.
Thousands of angry protesters marched in the streets of Baghdad demanding new elections under United Nations supervision. They say the religious Shiite coalition has stolen the mid-December vote. They're threatening to boycott the new parliament if they don't see a change.
Some city workers may have discovered a mass grave dating back to 1991. The bodies may be some of the 300,000 rebelling Shiites ordered killed by Saddam Hussein. An Oregon man is still hurting but is expected to fully recover after last weekend's shark attack in the Pacific Northwest. As to how he fought off the great white, Brian Anderson says he learned how to do it from watching TV.
I just look at it and I know that it's a great white. And then I just give it a good punch with my right hand to, you know, I want it to get to let go as soon as I can.
Anderson suffered cuts on his ankle and his calf. Last night on ABC.
Are you ready for football?
Monday Night Football's final broadcast on free TV brought back some of its most famous faces, like the show's original color commentator, Don Meredith.
Monday Night Football, unscripted and unrehearsed. And if you missed it, you had nothing to talk about at the old watering hole come Tuesday.
Look out! 99 yards and a half.
That's Frank Gifford, who was part of the broadcast team for nearly three decades. Monday Night Football is going to ESPN next year, and that means if you don't have cable or a satellite dish, you won't be able to watch. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. When you were a kid, you loved the fun side of Welch's grape juice. You know, the big grape taste, the purple mustache? Well, it turns out there's a surprising side to Welch's, too, because studies have shown that Welch's 100% grape juice is actually good for your heart, made from deep purple Concord grapes with no added sugar. Welch's is packed with natural antioxidants, twice the antioxidants, the most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're seeing more people heading out to catch an early morning after Christmas sale, so we have a couple issues that are cropping up. Three-car crash now on the ramp from northbound Sheridan onto eastbound 6th Avenue. Also have a rollover in Erie. That's on Highway 7 just west to I-25. Now, the east-westbound I-70 shut down between Deer Trail and Lyman. That's because of a real bad accident there. And checking out the north end of town, southbound I-25. Actually in pretty good shape coming out of the Thornton Northbound area into downtown and through T-Rex. 225 and C-470 moving along fine. And things are starting to pick up just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike still in great shape, pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today. Maybe a shower this afternoon with highs in the 50s. It's 46 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. The real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, Linda Ford.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again,
epic or stuck for a holiday gift. Now through December 31st, get a $50 mail-in rebate. Learn more at TomTom.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Okay, it's time for Just Us. Good morning, Front Range. Good morning, Boulder. Denver, hello. It's 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I've heard from a number of you this weekend up here in Seattle saying, good morning, welcome back. We're glad you're coming aboard and talking. So, hey, time to talk up at 303-713-7600. You know me, I'm just going to rant for a while, and then you just feel free to chime right in. Look, Luke Hilser's right. It's a good bet. Buckley Air Force Base is playing a key role in the interception of American...
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
System. Incoming. See, the thing is, when you're speaking to your relatives overseas, they're probably discarding it. They're probably waiting for keywords. Here's my idea. You know, as long as we're doing this, we might as well just entertain them. So what would you say to the NSA if you possibly could? I'd say things like, I mean, I get silly, and it's not funny. I mean, they're spying on us. But, you know, we have a good sense of humor, the American people, and goodness knows we need one right now. So I would do things like, John Negroponte is a spook. John Negroponte is a doof. John Negroponte is recycled trash from Central America. You know, see, you can just start. You know there's going to be some NSA guy that starts laughing when he hears that, right? Or she hears that. So if you have any secret agent messages that you would like to send to our top secret agents, what would you like to tell them? Stuff it, get a warrant, would be on my mind. But what would you like to say to them at 1-303-713-7600 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk? I mean, it almost seems incredibly unnerving. This man abrogated the law, and so is this one. Richard Nixon took the law onto himself, and so is George W. Bush. This is Dick Cheney in the wake of suffering some of the biggest losses of presidential power when Gerald Ford took over from the lame Richard Nixon, decided, this will never happen to me again. I may be from Wyoming, but these Washington bozos won't put a fast one over on me. I know when I become king of the world, I'll take it back. Well, payback's a bear. And we don't, and it may even be a grizzly. And I'm beginning to worry about it. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, this is just, how do we stop them? Remember Frank Church's words, the senator from Ohio. The last time we got in this kind of trouble, said the NSA was the scariest spook agency ever. And that if they got a chance to spy on us, there would be no turning back. Well, we're here. It's 2005, 30 years after he made those statements, and we're here. So I wonder what you would like to say to the NSA. What would you tell him if you could? Because George W. Bush is going to come out of vacation, you know, Mr. Vacation Central himself, back on vacation in Crawford, where maybe the NSA gives him a miss. Who knows? Otherwise, they might pick up things they're not supposed to hear. But do you want your president to have this much power? Now, just imagine Bill Clinton back in office. If you're a Democrat like us or a progressive like us, you have to imagine your guy in charge. And the reality is, no, you don't. Now, they're looking for patterns of speech. They're looking for send money the quick way. They're looking for, it's on tomorrow, the big score. They're looking for words like that. But what's to say you won't say stupid stuff to your best friend, your relative, or to your new romance overseas, and there comes a knock at your door. I mean, the only good news in the spook world lately has been that stupid kid at the University of Amherst, Dartmouth, apparently made up that when he checked out Mao Zedong's little red book, that the agents came knocking at his door. Apparently that was a made-up story. So at least we don't have that to worry about, that the next time we still have the library provision up for, which has been renewed for another 5 weeks, and I don't know whether we can count on the Democrats to continue lining up behind Russ Feingold to protect us against the excesses of the Patriot Act. So, my question to you is, what are we going to do? How are we going to stop them? Now, here's my other comforting thought, which isn't such a comforting thought. They're intercepting, since in 1992, a director, according to Kilzer's story, said that 2 million messages were intercepted hourly. So the only thing that we can think of, that storage capacity and data processing speed has mushroomed, that they won't be able to filter out too much of it. But that's both comforting and alarming. The other thing is they don't have enough translators. So if you're speaking in Arabic, because remember, they fire any kind of translator. If you happen to be gay, you're out of here. Oh, no, we can't have gay translators. Oh, when we don't have enough ones in the first place. I mean, see what gets you in trouble when you're both bigoted and scary at the same time? So it's, yeah, Tom Concreto ought to know, but it is just, it is mind-boggling to me that people are not up in our, I know it's the holidays. I know we all just came off a holiday, and believe you me, I've had big controversies going on in my family, like, who are we going to support? My brother had a psychic flash, and he thinks the Seahawks and the Broncos are going to meet each other in the Super Bowl. And he is a conservative. I'm a liberal. We try not to talk politics over the holidays because we'll probably fight. So we haven't mentioned it, but I have to answer him. I have to answer him. I have to tell him who I'm going to support. And I'm holding my face right now like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I'm like, ah! So what should I do? I mean, I already have my answer, really. But what should I do? So there are other pending personal questions, and I know you may be headed out to the mall today to exchange your gifts, and it's warm out, and you may have a golf trip planned, and you may have a tennis outing planned, or you may be going, oh, it's still warm, I don't want to go back to work. But the reality is our government is being taken over by yahoos, and we have to, we know this, but this NSA spy scandal is extremely scary. 303-713-7600, and I haven't had a chance. I know Jay's been talking to you about it. But I wonder, of all the things that Dennis Yedwab and I just mentioned, too, my other topic for this hour is this. Which of these scandals do you think is the worst? Which one will be the longest lasting? Because I think a rock is going to descend into a mess, too. And a general, very quietly over the weekend, and it was Pace. It was the Joint Chiefs, Commander-in-Chief. And there he is. Well, not Commander-in-Chief, but, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he's saying, well, we might have to send in troops. What? I'm like half asleep listening to Fox on Sunday. What? 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 What did that Marine just say? If things don't work out in Iraq, we just might have to go back in. What? I thought Donnie Rumsfeld was running around telling everybody they were going to withdraw some people. What's going on? So, facetiously, I'd like to know, what would you like the NSA to overhear you saying? Maybe we should all just start having phone sex. Maybe we should just start saying nothing on the phones. I mean, I was teasing my brother and saying things, but I think maybe we should just, if I were a terrorist, here's what I would do. I'd figure they were monitoring me anyway. This whole thing about them, oh, now the terrorists will know. You don't think the terrorists figured you were already listening to them? 303-713-7600. They must be the only people in America who didn't figure that out. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Join me at 303
www.ratethemusic.com. Let your voice be heard at ratethemusic.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Jay's taken a few days off. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Some of you may remember me in a previous couple of incarnations in Denver radio. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'd love for you to join me here on AM 760. And you are doing so, Kelly in Aurora. Welcome and good morning. How was your holiday?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I know what I'd say to them guys. Hey, thanks for the good work. Do you think you could put one of them zappers like they use in them cheap Steven Seagal movies that could zap them boys like a Miller Moth or a Skeeter on the backyard?
You mean zap the terrorists or you mean zap the NSA agents?
Put a pulse weapon on that thing and fry them up. Just like the little crispy things you see at the Long John Silver's above the fish fryer.
Ah, but here's the problem, Kelly. They're not just spying on Al Qaeda. They're spying on you. They're spying on anybody who calls overseas.
That's okay. When I talk to my son in Iraq, they hear, hey, I'm proud of you. Stay safe. Keep care of your guys. I don't care if they hear that.
But the problem is, what if you see what you're doing is you're assuming that nobody will ever want to listen to you for heinous reason. Do you own a gun?
Sure, I own a weapon.
What? Yeah, I kind of figured you might. So here's the thing. What if they decide to come get you? And what if they decide to come get everybody? We don't care what your politics are. We're going to come get your guns because we just don't want people to start worrying about us spying on it. I mean, imagine, project yourself into 2070. We have a Muslim president of the United States. He goes out of his mind and decides to become a fundamentalist and starts deciding to spy on Jews and Christians and everybody he doesn't like. See, this is the problem. It's like with the FBI spying on Muslim mosques for nuclear radiation. Now, me personally, I don't think I'd carry a dirty bomb into a mosque, but apparently that hasn't stopped the FBI from trying to sniff them out there. So the problem with doing with all of this without a warrant is there's no paper trail. There's no way to stop them if they decide to abuse it, and there's no oversight. So you may trust George W. Bush, but as far as I'm concerned, he's inept and incompetent.
Well, I think whatever they can do is fine by me. I don't think he's exceeded the powers. I don't particularly like the way, and I believe the FISA court and all that stuff. However, bad guys don't play by those rules. And they're never going to.
Look,
whatever you have to do to take them out is what you do to take them out.
You see, and it's people like you who were the people that have led to every fascist dictatorship on the face of the planet. When you start looking the other way and saying, well, whatever you need to do, you got to do, then you're giving them an excuse to do exactly whatever it is they want to do, which sooner or later means they're coming for you.
Well, conversely, when we ended the Second World War with use of atomic weapons, it ended it. And that's
what does that have to do with this?
Whatever the end, I'm a military guy.
And I understand.
The one thing about military action is there isn't this stuff of winning hearts and minds is all political stuff. It is not in our doctrine. We're out to go kick ass and do what we have to do to win. We overwhelm our enemies, we devastate, and that's what we do. And if that's what it's necessary to make my world safe, then I'm not opposed to it.
But you see, it's not making your world safe. This is part of the thing that enrages me about this, is that they don't, that doesn't necessarily guarantee they're going to be affected by it. Because believe you me, if they had introduced any big terrorism attacks with this, they would have already leaked it. The NSA agents are the people leaking this because they're disturbed by what they're doing. You know, your fellow former military guys who are now in the National Security Administrations are the ones who are running to the New York Times and the Washington Post and going, whoa, these guys are going too far even for us. So it is because, and that makes me have faith in our country. You can't start violating the Constitution just because you think it's okay. They have, and if you're talking about their record against the bad guys, they have failed miserably, consistently and constantly going after terrorists. Look what just happened with Jose Padilla. They're going to lose that case, and they just gotten their lunch handed to them by the federal court, by J. Michael Luttig, saying you guys went to, you can't come back here and say, well, it's okay now, we decided not to charge him militarily, so don't worry about habeas corpus or any of those little bothersome constitutional precepts, that some of which have been in English law since the 13th century. Forget it.
I agree. There are things we do wrong, and I'm not saying it's not, but the intercept of information is what the NSA does. Absolutely what they do. That's their whole purpose in life. And like I said, whatever it takes to take out that bad guy, if it saves soldiers in the field, it saves our city.
And no, I'm not necessarily...
Then it's worth it.
I'm not arguing that they don't have the right to intercept, but when they have retroactive capabilities in the FISA, in the federal, in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as you know, they have 72 hours. So they can say, oh, we just got a hinky phone call. We need to further monitor these guys. And I'm not a liberal who necessarily opposes having warrants that apply to all kinds of cell phones. You know, I know we're in modern technology. I know the world has changed. I know we have to have movable warrants that follow the terrorists from phone to phone to phone. But to say that they're not going to need any warrants and they can just do things on their own sets up 7 days in May.
Well, the other side of that is that if you've ever worked at government, if you think you get stuff done in 3 days, I wouldn't know what it is.
Well, I work in private industry, and I wouldn't know what that is either. And so far, I see both private industry, like in Halliburton and in other companies over in Iraq, as being worse than the federal government. Worse. And in the light of Katrina, that's saying a lot.
We can't deploy troops to Louisiana on a known hurricane that's on every channel on the thing. On the TV, every channel.
That's not only
that 3 days.
That is because
the CIA and all those guys could.
Because the Bush administration has systematically gutted the government. That's why. That was their plan. It's Grover Norquist's plan. They don't give a damn necessarily about victims of hurricanes. They want to throw you to the wolves. So if there's a big landslide in Colorado, you're going to be SOL too. If there's a big earthquake up where I live, we're SOL. I don't know about you, but I always depended on the federal government as the cavalry. I don't expect them to come in a minute. But I sure as heck expected them to be here within 3 days.
Yeah.
And I don't think the American people are going to settle for that.
There's the government, the bureaucracy it has become, and is
no,
every day it becomes
this wasn't,
more and
this
more
wasn't,
and more.
But, Kelly, this wasn't bureaucracy. This was the systematic gutting of FEMA because it ran well under Clinton. There's no excuse. They did it badly. They're inept.
Well, like I said,
the guy was the head of an Arabian horse association, and he was the south end of a northbound horse.
Right. Cronyism breeds this kind of problem.
Well,
nobody
said cronyism better than the Bush administration. But I thank you for your spirited discussion, and I hope your son comes home safe and sound.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bill in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm swell, except for the fact that my government's listening to me.
And probably more than you'd think, right?
Boulder, hello. Yeah, I would imagine I'm back on a list somewhere. But anyhow, welcome.
Yeah, along with pacifist nuns in California.
Oh, and Quakers in Florida. And let's not forget PETA.
I had a great conversation with a friend of mine. He was saying, well, listen, as long as people are, as long as they're just, going against terrorists and eavesdropping on terrorists and so on, I'm all for it. And, of course, you have to say, well, they're allowed to do that, and they can do it, they can get the warrant after the fact if they need to get this job done in a hurry. And
can do it retroactively, 72 hours worth.
Yeah, and the point is...
At least.
The point is that there's another branch of government that's looking over their shoulder and saying, okay, nothing corrupt is going on. And he goes, well, I guess we just have to trust the president. And I say, well, listen, why would you do that? I mean, why not just have a king if you're going to trust the president? someone ordained by God to run the country.
Well, he seems to think so.
Yeah, and it's like, and the reason they're not going to the court is because they want to spy on American citizens, and there's no provision in the law to allow them to do that. They just simply want to do it. They don't want to go to Congress. They don't want to go to the court. They just want to do it.
Yep, and they just want to do it their way, and they don't want anybody telling them what to do, and that alone scares me.
And you're never going to know who they're spying on or if anything is corrupt or not corrupt is going on unless they, divulge this information to the court.
Amen.
And that's the bottom line for all of it. I don't see why anything else matters.
I don't either. Thank you, Bill and Longmont. I appreciate your call. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. And now it's time to check in with Bailey and traffic. Is it really, really light out there, Bailey?
It is extremely light out there. No big problems. And good news is crews have cleared a three-car crash on the ramp from northbound Sheridan to eastbound 6th Avenue, so no more trouble there. Still working this rollover, though, in Erie. It's on Highway 7 just west of I-25. And out east have a bad crash that shut down westbound I-70. Between Deer Trail and Lyman, from my involved with that accident. Now on the north end of town, top on I-25 in pretty good shape for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. 225 and C-47 is still in great shape. And around town, things a little busier now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the Turnpike. Still pushing top speeds as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking out the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today, maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 50s. We're at 46 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's 7:32. Good morning. Welcome. There are voices in my head, but they're supposed to be there. Thank you for joining me at 1-303-713-7600. What would you say to the NSA if you had a chance? Hi, quit spying on me and hang up. I pay your salary, you suckas. Or, hi, gee, thanks. If you're the agent who ratted them out to the New York Times, bless you, thank you. You can stay in my country. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I mean, we really have to start talking back. Now, I know that there are people, such as Kelly in Aurora, who have
who have served in the military all their lives, and they know some of the foibles of bureaucracy and everything else. But on the other hand, to say, well, it's okay, it's the government, they can spy on me. It's like, no, you can't say that. That's not, that is a, once they start getting away with that, they'll get away with everything. And they were already getting away with eminent domain and a bunch of other stuff I never thought they'd get away with. In terms of, hi, want your land for development? Sure, I'm going to take it. Okay, now what I'd like to do is come in your house and get your property. You know what else I'd like to do? I'd like to spy on your telephone calls and your internet and your email. I mean, as a talk show host, I get email from all over the world, and some of it I would prefer the NSA not to see, which is, and maybe, you know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean somebody isn't out to get you, but I don't write stuff in emails that I'm afraid will see the light of day, generally speaking. I don't gossip in them. I don't say, I just don't. And the because I don't trust this administration, but also because I don't trust, no offense to the providers, but I don't trust you. Because apparently what you did when the Bush administration came knocking on your door was you rolled over, stuck your legs in the air, and said, yeah, good, like some stupid puppy wanting their belly tickled. You thought I was going to go somewhere else, didn't you? Belly tickle. It's like some dog. Hello, hello. Okay. Go ahead. Spy on our stuff. No. Eric on a cell phone. Welcome to News Radio 710 Cairo. Eric. Hello. On AM 76. Did I say 710? I did. You know what? Some guys from Denver called me and said, we're going to wait for you to make that mistake. Okay, guys. I've made it now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Eric. Eric! Eric left? Eric probably got worried he was going to be spied on. Eric. 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 Dude, it's okay to come back. 303-713-7600. But, you see, here's dissent. Oppose? You see, this is the problem, because remember, this is the Bush administration that held energy meetings in secret, then made policy, and then rammed it down your throat. This is the Bush administration that decided to have an elective war in your name. Maim, 16,000 people have been maimed in this name, and I mean maimed, I mean legs blown off, arms blown off. You know, God help and God bless our troops, but these people stuck us in Iraq with no plan. No plan. And these are the guys we're entrusting this to? Hi, Eric. Welcome back.
Got dropped a minute ago.
That's okay. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. I just have, a comment or two about this whole NSA thing. So many people say, well, you know, I don't do anything wrong. You know, I have nothing to hide. The NSA can spy on me. There's no reason for me to be afraid about that, but you know, they don't realize that in the future, you know, who knows what's going to be construed as a terrorist organization, you know? Are you pro-life?
Well, apparently the vegan society. No, I'm pro-choice, and I would imagine they're spying on me.
No, my point is somebody who's pro-life right now, new administration comes along, you know, pro-life might be considered terrorist. You know, I mean, certainly a lot of pro-life people have done some not so nice things, bombing clinics and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get spied on because you're pro-life, because you're pro-choice. Your church, you know, supports pro-life because you have pro-life bumper sticker. You know, I mean,
a lot of mega churches decided not to hold ceremonies on Christmas Day, for goodness sake. So what if they decide, well, you're not going to church enough for us, or, you know, we want you to start running the government's programs, and by the way, we're going to spy on you while you're doing it, and if you try anything hinky, we'll come get you. You're right. You can take it in all sorts of draconian directions, which is exactly why the Bush administration trying to muzzle stories, the Bush administration spying on us and the NSA, the FBI, spotlighting people like the Vegan Society as people to put on the watch list?
Yeah,
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're already spotlighting all kinds of domestic organizations. And, you know, any way you cut it, this administration's gone in the next few years. And, you know, all these people that are so pro-Bush now, they don't really know what's in store for them in a few years. How do they know they're not going to be the next person on the watch list?
Well, I want the same people to line up and tell me it's okay for Hillary Rodham Clinton to spy on me. You know
exactly.
what I mean? And
exactly.
see what they say, because I just happen to think they just might not be pleased by all that.
Yeah, they might not take that so well.
No. Why do you think they're so... Is it really true that people are just so fearful that they will roll over their civil rights?
I think that's a big part of it, you know. I mean, I think that there's really been this big us against them mentality that's been fostered for so long that everybody thinks, well, you know, I'm a God-fearing, red-blooded American and I've got nothing to hide. Well, you might not be a fundamental Muslim terrorist, but it doesn't mean there's nothing in your life the government might not want to know more about.
Well, and here's the other thing. The FBI going around with these little meters, is anything radioactive, you know, and going over to mosques. I mean, if you were a terrorist, would you drag a nuclear bomb into a mosque? No! You'd put it on the other guys, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I would be monitoring container ships. That's what I'd be doing. I think container ships were much more interesting than most, you know, average garden variety Muslim residents of the United States of America.
Oh, sure. The amount of cargo that comes into the United States unchecked every year is just astronomical, you know.
Oh, Senator Patty Murray from up here is apoplectic about it. I mean, we got to start checking this stuff, and they just go, oh, well, we don't have enough money. Meanwhile, we're wasting it all spying on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I got to think that most of the folks that are really serious about a major attack in the United States are smart enough to avoid that, to avoid having that conversation on the telephone.
I know. They act like Osama bin Laden stopped using his cell phone because we were monitoring it and it came out, the news came out about it. He would have stopped using it anyway. He started using hand couriers before that. He knew that we would interdict it. He knew we would turn the full might of our satellites on him. Well, you know, he's a pretty savvy guy. So I don't understand why they think this. I really just don't get it. They are run by fear and paranoia, and unfortunately, they're now starting to turn it on us.
Yep.
And I don't know what we're going to do to stop them. It's like Frank Church and Frank Rich say, how are we going to stop them? E-ow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
vote in November.
Vote in November.
You know, turn the
Amen.
Congress around.
Yeah, got to do it. And keep the and hold Senator Ken Salazar, who's very independent, but still hold his feet to the fire, because he can be one who stops the Patriot Act from being more abusive. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You can write me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com if you've got something to say via email. That's Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. That's my website, by the way. And I would love to hear from you at 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. The NSA, what would you say to the NSA? Hey, get off my phone. I feel like I'm on a multiple party line, you know. I never really got out of Nun, Colorado. Everybody's still listening to my phone conversation.
It'd be an afternoon shower with highs in the 50s. We're at 46 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the year 2005.
Who was Deep Throat?
Pope John Paul II died.
What was the noble cause that my son died for?
No evidence of bird flu in the United States.
Thank you, Mrs. Parks.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
What do you want to know?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on News Radio 710 Cairo. Welcome and thanks for joining me on news on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. That's what I get for reading my email when I come back from a break. Okay, here's the topic. We're talking about the NSA and what happens when they're spying on you. What would you like them to overhear you saying? And I'll go to Kathy in Fort Collins for that. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I am well.
Hey, I was listening to your last conversation, and I thought the person that you were speaking to was enlightened. I would like to say one thing. He was referring to the pro-life crowd, and I think it's time that we need to remind people that they're not pro-life, they're anti-choice.
Yep. They're anti-choice and they're anti-women. They just don't believe that women have the smarts, the grown-ups, the ability, the privacy to be able to make up their own minds as to what they should do with their bodies.
Exactly. So.
And these people who want to intervene and tell a woman, well, you must remain pregnant because we say so, are in fact telling a woman that you need to put yourself at risk because we say so in terms of health. Because people forget, pregnancy isn't a walk in the park. It's a dangerous state. So all of this nonsense that they have the right to tell women what to do is just that, nonsense.
Well, I mean, I personally, I'm very strongly pro-privacy or pro-choice. I understand why some people, I have a very good friend who's Catholic, who's anti-choice, and I understand why people are against it on moral grounds. I happen totally not to agree with them. And my feeling is if they don't want an abortion, they don't have to get one. But I think that if a woman makes that decision, that's her decision, period.
Exactly. And my attitude is try to prevent the pregnancy in the first place. And if you're a male and you don't want anyone to get pregnant, easy. Don't have sex.
Yeah.
And don't have unprotected sex, particularly, if you must.
Yeah, and anyway, I think this whole thing about listening in on if I understand this correctly, if a person is on American soil and they're an American citizen and they're talking to someone overseas, then they've been listening in on those conversations. Is that correct?
Yes. Apparently, yes. They're dragooning many more millions of conversations than was originally thought. Originally, the Bush administration wanted us all to believe that they were only eavesdropping on Al-Qaeda. But in fact, they're listening to me when I call my brother in Argentina. They're listening to you when you call your aunt in Canada. They may not continue to listen to you very long because you may not be using keywords that they're apparently listening to.
Yes, I also understand, too, that they've been recording the conversations. I think I heard a former CIA agent say this. And then there's a computer thing that listens for keywords as well. So they're recording all the conversations. And I do talk to various people overseas because I have friends there. So
I do, too.
Anyway.
And I have friends in hotspot areas, too, because of my work. So, I mean, it's like... Okay, I'm probably on the list. It's just like, sift me out, bye-bye.
But it seems like anything that Bush does, which is illegal, he seems to get away with.
He's just standing flat up on his hind legs and saying, yeah, I'm doing it, so what?
I was talking to a woman about it the other day, and I think she listens to Fox all the time, and she was saying, well, you know, they're just recording Al-Qaeda conversations or something like that. And that's what people believe, and they say, well, I'm not talking about anything that's wrong, so they can listen to me. I mean, that's kind of the art. They don't understand the constitutional implications.
No, they don't.
So.
No, they don't. They don't get it. And if you chip away at your rights, sooner or later they're going to come for you, as that poem by Niebuhr, I think it is. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Steve in Littleton, welcome to Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I just want to say that I just want the people that the Bush administration is going after are the people in mid-America, like your Iowas, your Indianas, and your people from the South, who traditionally always vote Republican and will listen to anything that this man, this garbage that comes out of his mouth, that they want to put everybody in fear, they want to manipulate everybody. And this is what it boils down to. They want to manipulate you, and if they keep you in fear, guess what? They can manipulate you.
Well, they're trying to intimidate some of the biggest papers in the country, and apparently, unlike they did during the Pentagon Papers, when they stood up on their... they stood up to Richard Nixon and fought back. They're apparently, you know, again, rolling over and putting their bellies in the air and saying, okay, we'll do whatever you want, master. And that just drives me crazy.
Well, it's the same audience that Fox goes after. They go after mid-America. They go after the people in the South. And let's face it, statistics bear this out, that the people in the South aren't what you'd call some of the brightest individuals, statistics bear that out. You know, I don't think there's a whole lot of people in the Northeast that watch the Fox Network. I just don't. That's the way it bears out. And I think that if they can manipulate these people and keep they want them to buy into this trash that keeps spewing out of the mouth of this president. Well, you know, there you go. And unfortunately, you know, they have just, and there's their base. Their base is in the South. Their base is in mid-America. And if they keep...
many things. I don't accept your president necessarily that they're less intelligent, but I do accept this. They are starting to lose. Richard Nixon lost his base when he started annoying his base. And he annoyed big business, he annoyed people who hated communism, he annoyed a lot of people. Bush is systematically doing the same thing. There are a lot of people who work in the garment industry in the South. They're mad because they're watching their jobs flood overseas. There are people who will not stand for their NSA agents leaking this, and some of them live in the South. So to me, to say, I think part of the reason is what's the matter with Kansas is because they were bamboozled. They listened to, balanced budget. They heard the old Republican Party, and they went, sounds good, forgetting that it's the Democrats are the only one who have done anything about it.
That's true. That's very true.
So if they would just come back to the Democratic Party and make it better, because I'm not saying it doesn't need to get better, because it certainly does.
Well, don't you believe that they keep resorting back to the same old argument? Well, 9-11, 9-11.
Yes.
It's just like those color codes they had right after
9-11. Yep, 9-11.
They keep everybody in fear, and guess what? You'll have a certain segment of the population that buys into that and will be manipulated by anything that comes out of that administration.
Yep. You're right, absolutely. Their answer to everything, and they're going to do it again. They're going to say, well, what do you expect? These are terrorists. It's like our first caller on this topic said, well, but my son's in the military. It's okay with me, anything to go after the terrorists. And the thing is, if you say anything, then you're including torture, you're including rendition, you're including all kinds of things that the Bush administration has already been up to, which I think has hurt us more in the long run in the so-called war on terror than it's helped.
Well, it's just like these talk show hosts on cable and on the national ABC, all your major networks, they keep saying the same thing. You know, whenever they talk about this issue, they keep saying, well, didn't the world change after 9-11? I'm so sick of hearing that argument. You know, they're so bamboozled by this administration, and that's what I hate about the mainstream press.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
They buy right into that.
I have been, I have defended them, but I have to say they have fallen down on the job one too many times for me lately. It's just the idea that the New York Times sat on this NSA story without a good explanation for more than a year drives me crazy. And it's got to make John Kerry just feel awful.
Oh, jeez.
John Kerry, who says, they were probably spying on our campaign. Yeah.
Guess what? They probably. It's just like you said earlier. If you know that whole paranoid line, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about paranoia is too, you know, you're always the center of attention.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
That's true. But in some cases, you know, you may have the right to be the center of attention. So.
Indeed. Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. Good morning. It's 303-713-7600. It's 7:56. We're almost to the end of this hour. We have another hour together before my final guest this morning, who will be Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Faith Forward. We're going to talk about This Year in God, because I love John Stewart, but I also thought that This Year in God was quite pertinent. When you think about it, Terry Schiavo and all sorts of other stories that brought up religious issues that affect all of us in one way or another. But I wanted to talk about Ken Salazar, our senator from Colorado. He has cut his own trail in the Senate, according to the Denver Post's story yesterday. But I wonder, has he done what you wanted him to do? Has he been liberal enough? Has he been democratic enough? Or has he been, as former Senator Gary Hart talks about, more independent than not? Or has he just been a centrist seeking the middle on the basis of what other people say? And is that a cautionary tale at large for the greater Democratic Party? All that and more coming up on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in this morning on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And here's the number once again. It's 303-713-7600. Once again, we're heading into the next hour, and I'd like to talk to you about your view of what you think of Ken Salazar's work. And about what's happening with the Bush administration coming up, and what should the Democrats do? No excuses. Coming up on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The malls are filled with music. Shoppers, stay tuned. Post-Christmas spending spree. Scott Krugman of the National Retail Federation says it's a great time to be out there.
It's not going to be hard to find deals at all. Retailers are focused on clearing out that seasonal inventory, and that means apparel. Consumers are going to find great deals on apparel.
He says retailers may do as much as 15% of the year's business this week. The improving economy will mean more jobs in 2006. Jenny Sullivan is with CareerBuilder.com.
Hiring in 2006 is expected to be on par with, if not better, than 2005. We created over 2 million jobs in 2005. U.S. is expected to add 2 million more.
As to the year's hottest recruits?
In the two diverse workforce segments, hiring managers say they're going to be recruiting most aggressively are women and Hispanics.
Sullivan says customer service will be number one for prospective hiring, and 30% of the managers surveyed say they'll be looking for professional and technical help. How and where is the government spending your money? CBS's Barry Bagnato says Uncle Sam has some answers.
The report shows the federal government spent about $2.2 trillion in 2004 and that more than $1 trillion of that was eaten up by just three entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Overall spending rose 5% from the previous year.
When you're hurting... Painkillers and fever reducers can help, but too much can be dangerous, especially products like Tylenol, which contain acetaminophen. A University of Washington study says more than half the liver problems in a patient group came from overdoses. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Emily Sine says it's okay to use these products, just don't overuse them.
Make sure you're using the right product for the right age group and the right amount of products in that age group. If you have any doubt, call the pediatrician.
Miami's missing accused serial rapist is back in jail nearly a week after he escaped. When police caught up with him last night, he apparently tried to tell them they had the wrong guy.
He said he was homeless and he was from Nicaragua. He was giving us misleading stories. He looks very similar to the pictures that we have.
Miami-Dade Detective Wayne Cox says Reynaldo Rapallo is accused of sexually assaulting seven young girls and women over a two-year period. It's a familiar sound for veteran Monday Night Football viewers.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that
Don Meredith, part of the original broadcast crew, returned on tape for last night's end of the series Last Play on ABC.
It's the same old thing again. Monday Night Football.
After 36 years on broadcast television, the games go from free TV to ESPN and cable next year. It means if you don't have a dish or cable, you don't get to see the games. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points and the NASDAQ up just over 8. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Oh, pretty easy drive around town. The trouble spot this morning, though, it's westbound I-70. To the east of us, the highway's been shut down between Deer Trail and Lyman. That's because of a bad crash involving a semi there, and then up in the mountains, more trouble for westbound I-70. Have a bunch of jackknife semis at Vail Pass, so expect a slow go from Copper Mountain on over. Now, closer to home, pushing top speeds on I-25, 225, and the Turnpike around town. Things are filling in just a little bit on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont, South Boulder Road, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are starting to pick up just a little bit. Now checking the forecast, going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. Maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 50s. It's 47 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
The real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again,
075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Erin Hart. This is Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. And good morning. It's been such a warm, I don't know what to do with the weather. I'm kind of hoping it lasts until January because I'm coming to visit the old home state in mid-January. And gosh, I certainly hope it stays warm because I hate the cold. Every time I show up in Colorado, by the way, it snows like 10 feet. So just to let you know, or we start a war because the last time I was there, the war started. Hopefully the war will stop when I come again, but I kind of doubt it. Hi, Mike in Boulder. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning to you.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Appointments, voted for the bankruptcy bill.
The bankruptcy bill's really bad.
Yeah, it's part of the Gang of 14, the so-called moderates that I don't think actually accomplished anything that would help the progressive cause.
Nope.
So, besides that, I was doing a little research after the campaign to try and figure out, because I'm not from here, so I didn't know a lot about Ken Salazar. And so I did a little research and found that Salazar actually had donated a lot of his leftover campaign funds from his attorney general's race to George Bush when he was governor of Texas. And a lot of...
What?
Yeah. And a lot of the things that he did while he was... After he was elected to the attorney general's seat, he transferred funds, some of his leftover funds, to George Bush, his committee for governor in Texas, through a man named Lane Reese. And this guy was actually then appointed in 2002 to head the Medical Examiner's Commission in Florida by none other than Governor Jeb Bush.
What is your source for this information?
My source is the filings, the campaign finance filings that have Salazar letterhead. They're online, available for anyone to read.
Mm.
You just have to kind of be patient enough to look through hundreds of documents and see where money goes, where it comes in, and how it gets there.
What website did you find this on?
The state of Colorado, the Election Commission site.
Really?
Yeah, it's all the filings from Salazar's campaigns all the way through, whatever, it's the Attorney General race, all the way through the Senate race.
Interesting. Well, you know, having given money in the past, I would have to listen to him explain, but, and his voice... His votes, he seems to be saying that he's supposed to be, that he's more independent. But as Gary Hart notes, you know, is he independent or is he just a centrist letting others define the issue and then he tries to find the middle?
Absolutely. That's. I think that the whole Gang of 14 thing is kind of a big, like, kind of a big showing point of what he stands for. He doesn't, I think he, a lot of people, a lot of my friends that worked on the campaign with me and some that still work for him in Denver and D.C., kind of trying to explain to me, just look, just think about where we would be with Pete Coors. Just think about what votes we would have with Coors. And to me, that's like the most laughable explanation of a terrible senator that we worked our asses off to get elected. And to say, hey, we would have gotten more votes with him than we did Coors, it just goes against all of the principles that we have as progressives and liberals.
Well, see, but here I would add a practical cautionary note, and maybe it's because I've been in talk radio for so long that, see, I'm not one of these, okay, no matter what, I'm going to, you know, go for certain so-and-so, and if they don't do what I want, I'm abandoning them. Because I kind of agree with some of your more pragmatic friends that Pete Coors would have been intensely worse.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, I'm not saying, I think, yeah, it kind of comes off like I have this notion that every vote's going to go the way that I want it to, or I'm going to be angry about it. By no means are there really, I think, any senators that kind of go with everything that I want. I mean, I'm a crazy liberal in Boulder, like that's how it is, and I understand that. Like, I devoted my life to politics. I understand that you don't get everything you want. Like, I would be excited if in 2008 the Republican candidates were Lindsey Graham and John McCain. That would make me happy because there really wouldn't be a lose situation for us. I'm a realist. I understand that. Like, I understand that if we want this country to go in the right direction, it takes small steps. And maybe Salazar was the most left candidate we could have gotten elected here, but it doesn't excuse the fact that he has kind of turned his back on his constituents. And no matter how many letters I write, no matter how many phone calls I make, there's no explanation of why you take campaign contributions from Chevron, Texaco, Exxon, and donate your leftover campaign funds to George W. Bush. There's no excuse for that.
He did that before he became senator.
Okay.
Let's make that clear.
Yes, absolutely. That was the only response I could get from him was, I've done nothing. I've never accepted campaign contributions from Exxon or from, I don't even know who else, Exxon, Mobil, whoever. There was a few oil, big oil companies that he had accepted like $500,000 campaign contributions from when he was running for Attorney General. And the only explanation I could get was, I have never taken money from them as a senator or but while I was running for Senate. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It speaks to your character.
Yeah, but see, this is part of the problem with politicians. They really, you just really have to make up your mind from the very beginning that you're going to be able to explain every decision you make, which is part of the reason why it would make my head hurt to run for political office.
Oh, absolutely. I would never.
I mean, it's hard enough
years.
To change my mind as a talk show host and bring people. You know, because I make people mad on both sides of the political fence sometimes because I do genuinely change my mind sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what we lack in American politics today is humility. I think that the humility
that's
of politicians
point.
To understand that, we make mistakes. We voted for a war that we didn't understand and we should have done more research about. Admit that mistake. That's why I will never in a million years vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden cannot admit that he was the one that screwed up. He screwed up on his duty to do the research, to understand what he was doing when he made that vote. And now to say anything but I made a mistake, that is what's going to tear him down. And when he tries to run in 08, not one person that was against this war from the beginning is going to understand his position when he cannot admit that mistake.
Are they going to be able to understand Hillary Rodham Clinton's, though?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think so. I would never
vote
for her as well. I'm a Russ Feingold man. I hope that he runs. I hope that he wins. And I hope that that's how it turns out. It might not. It probably won't. But, I mean, there's no lack of humility.
The only problem with him is, I think you're right, I think he's absolutely good at being able to explain his votes have been clear against the war, against the Patriot Act. He understood long before, I think he was the lone vote against the Patriot Act,
was
he not?
He was, in the Senate, yeah.
So, in the Senate. So, he's, I think, good. The problem for running from, you know, there's the old caveat about running for the presidency from the Senate. But, on the other hand, I don't know whether we can settle for a moderate this time around. I don't know whether Mark Warner's going to cut it.
I don't think so either, but I think
we're going to have to. Although on the other hand, Mark Warner's not tainted by votes on the war.
No.
See, so that issue doesn't necessarily come up.
But I think that one of the things that we need to understand is that a lot of the negative things that we talk about with the George Bush and his administration is the fact they can't admit a mistake, that they have this arrogance about them when our leaders like Biden and our leaders, the people that are supposed to be leading our party, can do no different. And they're hypocritical in that kind of a thing. And it's just like, how are we, especially me, because I'm only 20, so I only have 2-3 years experience in politics and I have a lot of future ahead of me. But it's really hard to try and put myself behind a party that can't unify, that can't understand that we cannot be the hypocrites in this situation, to sit there and throw and smear things at Bush when he cannot admit a mistake, when he can't, like, when he's just so arrogant about everything that he says, when we can't do anything different either. We can't admit the mistakes that we made, that when we didn't read intelligence, when we didn't read into things, that humility is going to come back and stab us, and we need to understand that.
No, I think you make some very, very good points, and I hope you stay within the party, because I think we need to hear voices like yours, and I think people need to heed them and change. Because, and the one thing to do is, in both parties, there are way too many millionaires. You know what I mean? It's just like they have lost touch with the rest of America. They don't even get it, which is the only reason I can put forward for explaining why they voted for an abomination like that bankruptcy bill.
But look at JFK. Look at the Kennedys. The Kennedys were one of the richest families in America. They had everything handed them on a silver platter. Look at JFK. He had everything. He had his whole entire life. He had power from the second he was born. And look at what he did for this country. Money, power don't matter. It depends on how you use it.
Well,
we can use our power as Americans to protect the weak, or we can use it to intimidate the strong. It doesn't matter, and we need to figure out which side of the fence we're on. Are we going to be there to protect the weak and to stand up for those who can't speak, or are we going to use our sword and sit there and fight and intimidate? And that's what we're doing right now, and nobody's standing up to it.
Thank you very much for your call. Again, I hope you stay active, and I hope you keep holding people's feet to the fire, because I think your energy and passion is absolutely necessary for our future as a country.
Well, fantastic. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for your call. You bet. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm on fire now that I've spoken to him. How about you? Senator Ken Salazar, is he making you happy or are you upset? He is driving to slice the Patriot Act extension. He is, though, however, also a member of the Gang of 14. What say you? 303-713-7600 on Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for
www.ratethemusic.com. Let your voice be heard at ratethemusic.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some days off. I'll be back with you tomorrow as well. I'm not sure what we have planned for tomorrow, so stay tuned and stay surprised. I think I'm going to try to reach my nephews are probably sleeping at the moment, but I've already threatened them with coming aboard and talking about their movie picks for holiday weekends. I'm going to be visiting them, and one of them can drive now. Oh, my goodness. So you'll be amazed. Their voices have really dropped since you may have heard from them the last time. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I would love to talk to you about Ken Salazar, what you think of him. Is he good enough to represent the great state of Colorado, our centennial state? Is he walking a fine line in a very politically diverse state? And that's our question for this hour, as well as how are you finding your representation in general in Colorado? It's better than I remember it when I used to live there. But then again, you know, change comes hard and slow. Although I would love to see Colorado turn into a blue state. Mary in Denver, welcome.
Hey.
Hey, Mary.
I agreed with some of what you said about how there should be birth control instead of abortion, because if people use birth control, they wouldn't need abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel that I'm a Democrat. I feel that the Democratic Party doesn't really want to hear those people who are not rapidly right-wingers who are philosophically opposed to abortion, not to overturn Roe versus Wade,
right,
but who are not for it rapidly the way some people are. And the reason why I feel this way is twofold. Number one, I was not able to have a child, and that changed my whole way that I looked at things. And the other thing is that I've known women who have had abortions, and it was very, very damaging to some of them, who felt tremendous guilt later when they had children and then they realized what they had done. And I feel that we could help people not only, you know, help the mother to not feel guilt later by giving choices. For example, in Israel, from what I heard, when mothers were helped financially, they chose not to abort, because one of the reasons that they had chosen it previously was due to financial problems.
But we cut back funding for single mothers in this country. We remember welfare mamas that Ronald Reagan demonized.
I'm with you on that. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally. See, my feeling is, I have two philosophies. Number one, I'm against capital punishment, and I mean capital punishment at any stage of life, whether
it's pre-birth or
after birth.
Are you a seamless garment Catholic then?
A what?
Seamless garment Catholic.
Even know what that is, and I'm not Catholic.
No, they see it as a seamless garment, that you can't say end life at one stage but not at another. And so anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
Catholic.
Go fancy on you.
Not a Catholic, but I'm against capital punishment before, during, or after life. Not after life, obviously. That's a little late there. Actually, I have a problem with mercy killing also, because
euthanasia.
It's very convenient sometimes for deranged family members to decide that somebody is too much of a bother.
I don't think a lot of people make decisions in that kind of a crazy manner. I mean, I know that there's some people who are just flat out evil or mean-spirited or scary.
I don't know if they're evil, but I think there's a lot of disturbed people.
Well, all right, but here's the reality:
yeah.
that there are pharmacists running around this country saying that they will not give morning after, you know, they will not, I'm sorry, morning after is a misnomer. They will not give Plan B contraception to women because it's against their conscience.
Actually, I have no problem with that, and I'll tell you why.
You shouldn't. It's just interrupting contraception. That's all it's doing.
But
it's the same thing as birth control.
Let me say this. Well, it depends on what the type of birth control is. I'm for the use of birth control that is not necessarily destroying a fertilized egg or whatever. In other words, prevent conception is the way I look at birth control. Prevent the conception. So I feel that we could accommodate all sorts of people by preventing the conception.
But there are people who would interrupt that. And you see, the problem is that you're doing it out of your personal inclination. Another woman who's facing, you know, and we all have friends who have rethought their earlier abortions, I would think. And I'm glad you think them over again. I think you should think it over. I don't think it should be a light decision. I don't think sex should be a light decision necessarily.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. If a person, and I know that when I was young and foolish and screwing around, I didn't think anything of abortion. But it was only, like I said, after I was not able to have a child that I actually realized what abortion involved.
But it's exactly why you shouldn't be able to legislate for other people.
But let me ask you this. We do legislate, for instance, if somebody wants to kill a person, mm-hmm. we say, you know, just because you want to do it doesn't mean that it's okay to do it. So we do legislate against people's wishes mm-hmm. if they go against society.
And yeah, when a zygote has a vote, and when a zygote has a conscience, and when all of that exists, and when it isn't the life of the mother that holds preemption over the life of the fetus,
well, the people that
then
I've
you
known
have
who
something
had abortion,
to say about it, but you
it
don't.
It had nothing to do with their life. It was a convenience thing. It was they weren't ready at
then
that
you have
point
some pretty
in time.
Shallow, then you, well, but if they're not ready to have a child,
it's
why bring it into the world?
But let me tell you something else. I used to know somebody who worked for Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
and she was all for abortions for many years, and then mm-hmm. finally this person actually changed her mind. And so what I'm saying is I'm not coming to this attitude lightly. I have not been dyed-in-the-wool anti-abortionist all my life.
I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying
I just want you to
you
know
don't have a dog in an individual's fight.
But there
fight.
Are Democrats who feel like I do, and they don't feel welcome in the Democratic Party, frankly, because it seems as if it's sort of monolithic
in
that area.
I don't agree with. Well, I agree with you that we should be more accepting of all different points of view on this score. I agree with that. What I do not agree with is that you have the right to tell another woman what to do.
Well, let me ask you
flat out.
Let me throw one last thing at you, and then I'll let you go to other callers. And I appreciate your time on this. One thing that I find ironic is that all the people who are for abortion were really glad that their parents didn't do it.
Here's
and they
the,
was
the,
a
this
fetus.
Is such a rea- this is such a stupid thing to say, and I'll tell
it's
you
not
why.
It's stupid at all.
Yeah,
it's,
it is
it's
stupid.
An intelligent
it is.
Thing to say.
You know,
and
it's
you
stupid.
Shouldn't be
it's stupid, and the reason that it's stupid is this reason, is that it's the same old thing that right-to-lifers do all the time. And the reason that it's stupid is that no one is for abortion. No one is going, wow, everybody, let's all go out and have an abortion because it's a risky procedure and you should do it right now. No, but nobody does that and views about the most private of decisions, and then I'll back off. But just to say everybody's glad their parents didn't have an abortion is a silly thing to say, especially to anybody who's had a friend who's had a miscarriage. Okay? Sometimes that just happens. Now, Gary and Lafayette, if you're still there, please stay with me because I'd love to talk to you. I don't want to short shrift you, though, before I go to Bailey with traffic. So we have a couple. We can talk about anything you'd like this hour. Next hour, we have a special guest to talk about this year in God. And maybe we'll bring up some of the abortion issues as well. But here's the number, 1-303-713-7600 on AM's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, and I'll pretty much tackle anything you want to talk about, the NSA, choice, fitting into the Democratic Party, and why did Ken Salazar vote on that bankruptcy bill? Ugh, that is like the worst, and so did Barack Obama and a number of other Democrats who I want to like. But that was an abomination. What do you say? 303-713-7600. And now it's definitely time to check in to traffic with Bailey. Hey,
well,
Bailey.
Hello. Lots of people enjoying some time off for the holidays, so we are seeing a real easy ride this morning. Just have one problem working. Northbound 225, a little crash right around Parker Road, so you may see some curiosity slowing with that. Other than that, though, we're pretty much pushing top speed southbound I-25 into downtown and through T-Rex. Westbound I-70, still seeing some trouble out east. Deer Trail and Lyman, the highway shut down between those two points because of crews trying to clear a crash there. And then up in the mountains, westbound I-70, jammed from Copper Mountain. That's because of a bunch of jackknife semis right around Vail Pass. Now around town, things filling in pretty quickly on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike in great shape through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today. Maybe an afternoon
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again.
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Third, check it out at southwest.com.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's 303-713-7600. We only have one line free, so I always make it a point to try to fill up the lines, but I'm filling in for Jay. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And I just because I think your opinion, that sentence about, nobody wants to have been the child who was aborted. You know what? If it would have caused my mother undue hardship or would have killed her, then I don't know what I would say. But I had no consciousness then, so I don't know. Or if I did, I didn't know. So that's why I think it's a dumb thing to say. Because it makes the point moot. And anybody who's endured the sadness and tragedy, and a friend of mine just did, of a miscarriage, knows that those kinds of statements just don't, they're not germane. The reality is, this is exactly why no one but you should make a decision about your reproductive choices. This is exactly why. Women, I'm speaking to you, and men too. You have an easy choice. Just don't. Gary in Lafayette, welcome to News Radio 7. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sorry. That was my version of rewinding my voice.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to comment on the fellow that called just before the last caller.
The passionate caller about Senator Ken Salazar and progressive politics. Yep.
Exactly. And I kind of really understand what he's talking about. I've been disappointed with a couple of Salazar's decisions also. And you mentioned the bankruptcy law, and I think that was one of them. However, the one thing that I think people like that young man should think about, and everybody should think about, is electability. Salazar proved that he was electable as a senator. And then you made another comment later about the ability of senators to run successfully for president. I think that young man also needs to realize, and he did mention John F. Kennedy, who really was the last senator that we've had elected to president.
Yep.
And, he mentioned Mark Warner, who I think is a good possibility. I mean, I'd love
He's
to
He's the
see
governor
him.
Of Virginia, by the way, for people who aren't aware of him yet.
Right, yeah. Well,
as
you said, he's laying
outgoing.
Outgoing. And this is a guy that has managed to make it in a place where Democrats don't. And sure, I'd love to see somebody like Feingold or somebody like even Kucinich run and be successful, but they're not going to be successful. Just like Hillary Clinton is not going to be successful if she runs for president. And we don't need that. We need someone who is electable, someone who is going to get in, someone who's going to sweep out this gang that's in there now and eventually, hopefully, turn things around. I think a lot of us lose sight sometimes of the fact that, and we have a perfect example right now in the current administration. You have a figurehead, and then you have a bunch of people behind him who are really running the show. We have to get someone in there that's going to bring a new administration in, and someone that's going to be able to change things around. You said making small steps, I believe, was one of the comments you made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about.
Well, and it's so partisan. And so, I mean, you have to kind of admire people like Ken Salazar and others. I mean, I don't like the idea of the Gang of 14, but on the other hand, everything's so partisan right now in Washington that people who can bridge that gap and get stuff done on both sides of the fence are pretty unusual. I mean, it also depends on what your base is. Maria Cantwell, from up here in Washington, went up against Ted Stevens. We have a joke here that if Ted Stevens turns out to campaign against her, her points will go up 5 every time he shows up. But, she could do that because she knew about her base here, even though she very narrowly won an election. Most people, both right and left here, don't like the idea of drilling in the Alaska wilderness. So, there are certain stands that you can take and tell truth to power. I still don't understand, though, why a lot of Democrats voted for that abomination of a bankruptcy bill. That one they need to explain to me.
Oh, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, that one was just... Ugh.
That's the kind of thing that goes against someone when they attempt to run for something like presidential office. there's an awful lot of things that good senators have voted for that they shouldn't have.
Well, the ugly thing in the room, too, the ugly elephant in the room, as opposed to a pretty elephant, is campaign finance reform. I mean, it's the money. And I would love to see what a lot of senators did if they didn't have to worry about, for example, Biden didn't have to worry about getting boatloads of money from the credit card companies. You know, what would they have done if that hadn't been in the mix? You know, what would they have done if DeLay hadn't kowtowed and scared K Street into out-and-out bribery scandals in some cases, but making sure that, you know, he blackmailed them into hiring Republican representatives.
Sure.
So this, it's an ugly ball game in ways that I'm not sure it has to be ugly. And it does to go back to what the progressive host Tom Hartman talks about, the idea that corporations are people, which how that ever got legislated, you know, how that the Supreme Court ever decided that was true, makes my head hurt.
Yeah, they're not taxed that way, are they?
No, and they don't, and they certainly don't behave like ethical human beings either.
Absolutely not.
They aren't called to question, and they aren't thrown into jail when they violate the law. So how in the world do they get, you know, money as free speech when they can outspend us every single time?
Yeah, they don't have the liability of an individual.
They do not.
No.
They do not.
Here's a quick thought before I leave, and that is about campaign reform. Who owns the airways? We do. Why don't we bring up laws that say, all right, everyone gets this much airtime?
Fairness, I wouldn't mind the fairness.
This much airtime.
Being back, I'd have more jobs.
For free.
Yeah.
For free.
I mean,
we certainly could afford to dump a lot of the stuff that's on radio and television right now in times of campaigns and give that to each candidate.
I got you. I understand what you're talking about, and thank you so much for your call.
Sure.
Paul in Denver, Rosemary in Longmont, hang in. I'll be right back with you. I do have to dance to a break, though, because this is, after all, commercial talk radio, and we're very glad it is in that sense. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, because liberals are good spenders, good business people, and just good business, period. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay.
On Tuesdays, look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
AM 760. The Real Story. 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rose, 48, the best.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime
anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
484620.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And it's also getting lighthearted. Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thank you all for joining me. It is 845. In the next hour, we'll be talking to Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Faith Forward.net, and we'll be talking about this year in God. So, to borrow a noise from the Daily Show, be thinking of all your questions about the godly issues that we suffered in the last, and we praised in the last year. Paul in Denver, welcome to News Radio 710 Cairo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to comment related to that woman who was talking about abortion.
Yes.
I don't know where you're at as far as this kind of thing goes, but I'm one of these people that believes I'm a spiritual being having a
human experience.
Human experience, right. Mm-hmm. And prior to the Roe versus Wade passage, my mother gave me up for adoption.
Mm.
And so, you know, when I think about abortion, I think to myself that, you know, if Roe versus Wade had been in existence when, you know, she got pregnant with me, I might not be in this world. And I'm real thankful I'm in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question I have for you is, since I believe in that saying that I'm a spirit with, you know, this covering of this body,
mm-hmm.
if we choose to come in, you know, before we take on this physical body.
Mm, that's your belief.
And it's interrupted by someone having an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about that? I mean,
you guys have a phone tree going, don't you? A phone tree. Here's the thing.
A phone tree? What's that?
That's all of you people who support, who are pro-life, who call
no,
each other and say, call this woman on the radio.
No, I'm not a phone tree.
Okay.
I call into Jay almost every morning. That was a really lousy comment you just made.
Really?
Yeah, what was that for?
Why? I mean, why wouldn't I suspect that you're doing that?
What is this about? I'm part of a phone tree. What do you think we're? I'm an individual. I'm a free thinker.
Are you really?
I'm not part of a phone tree.
Okay. Well, the reality is, you don't have the right to tell me what to do with my body. You don't have a right to tell any other woman what to do with a body. You are certainly perfectly welcome to believe anything you like. about your spirit, about when it started, about when life begins. If you believe in reincarnation, that's fine with me too. That is your belief system. And I do believe in birth control as much as possible. I mean, if the way you're dancing on the head of a pin, I could say to you, well, what if your mom had used the pill and prevented you from ever uniting with your father's sperm? What if your dad had been shooting blanks? I mean, you could have gone down the list and made the reasons. Birth is a miraculous endeavor. I agree. I love life. But I also think that women have the right to make up their own minds whether or not to carry a child to term. If the child is, there are many single mothers in this country who can't find enough support from, I'm sure, very nice, caring people like you who don't necessarily want their tax load increased in order to support everyone for a momentary decision that led to a life coming into being. So the reality is people make decisions that they do for other reasons. What if you get the measles while you're pregnant? What if it's going to rip apart your womb? There are a number of reasons why women have abortions. They're none of your business. And the reason that they're none of your business is because the converse of your argument is you'd get to order a woman to carry a child to term. So your mother, instead of having the free will to give you up for adoption, would have been told she had to have you, and in certain totalitarian fascist states, would have been told that she had to raise you no matter what. So the reality is people have choices, and one of them, whether you like it or not, is under Roe v. Wade legal, which is the right to an abortion. Now, would I prefer no one ever had one? Sure. But I also realize that women have the right to make up their own minds, and I have confidence in most, if not all of them, to make the right decision for them.
Well, I just heard everything you say, and I do want you to know that that's the law on the books, and if I was a politician, I would abide by that law. I mean, I most of the time vote Democratic, but this is a real tough issue for me because I really value life, and I value.
You're assuming I don't, and I find that terrifically insulting.
Well,
do you hear that, though? You're saying, well, I value life. So, I mean, maybe you're not trying to say that, but that's the way you come off to me. And maybe I'm reading too much into it, and I apologize if I am. But but people who oppose an individual's right to choose are basically telling them, you're not good enough to make up your own mind about this. We'll make it up for you. And I think most people who face this choice understand exactly what they're coming up against.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Sure. I'm Aaron Hart. This is News. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And again, it is up to you. Again, the reverse of this argument is you get to order a woman what to do. Now, do you want the converse to be true for me? Because great, I'll tell you. Wonderful, you've had two children out of wedlock, sir. That's it, your tubes are tied. Yes, sir, that's it, you're getting a vasectomy, no question about it. You hit a child in 1973, great, you get to have your tubes tied. You see what happens when the state starts telling you what to do with your reproductive organs? Trust me, you don't want it. Oh, you're a randy 18-year-old guy who wants to mess around without birth control? Good, we're tying them. Isn't this what you want? You know, they certainly tell people how many children they can have in China. You want that to happen here? You want us to go after men's testes? I don't think you do. But that's the reverse of your argument. And you have to remember that when things are done you don't like. See, that is the problem with all this. Rosemary in Longmont, welcome to News Radio 710. I'm sorry. I'm going to do. There's actually a guy who cheekily called me up here and said, we're waiting for you to do that. And, of course, I vowed I wouldn't do it, and here I am. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm a retired OB nurse and mother of five. But anyway, I think it should be safe and rare and legal. And I think we should try very hard not to let the Republicans get us into these discussions on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the mother, the women. The women can get together with their doctors, and if the husband's a really good provider and he treats you like a queen and helps out at home and helps with the kids, then he has a say in this decision, too. So, but anyway, it should be rare and safe.
I don't think the husband should have a choice.
Well,
I think if you want to give him a choice, that is your business.
I don't think a boyfriend should, maybe, but...
I don't think a husband
well,
should.
Well, I'm older.
I believe that a woman is owned
somewhere,
by
yeah, well, somewhere along the way I decided that, gee, if he was a good man and really loved the woman wanted to provide for their child, then... and he was responsible that... He has a say in it, too, but maybe you'll feel that way someday.
No.
Let's don't get in.
I know I won't.
Let's don't get into it with these Republicans. One of them tried to start that down at the senior center. That's just a distraction. What
yep.
we need to talk about is the mistakes that the Reagan, well, go back
Bush.
To Reagan, the Bush
Actually,
bunch.
Some of the mistakes that Reagan made led to the mistakes made by Bush, so I agree with you. It's been a legacy of wrong-headed decisions.
It's hurting our working class of people, which is this is what keeps America going, is our workers.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, and if those other people want to have these big, make this big money, then let them use this money to keep our country good and keep us out of these stupid wars that we get into.
You're very right, Rosemary, and thank you so much for your call. Here's the thing. She's absolutely right, isn't she? And all of you who have called to disagree with me are right. I'm talking to you between us on Progressive Talk Radio because I want to talk to you and I do want to hear you and I do realize that I have to open my mind on some of these issues. But in my mind, the diversity of our viewpoints just during this hour is exactly the reason why Roe v. Wade works. So I would recommend to any Democrat who's on the campaign trail, there is a diversity of opinion in the Democratic Party. We allow for it. If anybody brings up, well, Bob Casey wasn't allowed to speak, I just go, Bob Casey is running against Rick Santorum and you should vote for him. And I would, because Bob Casey, by the way, is a pro-life Democrat, and his father was not denied the opportunity to speak at the 1992 convention, I believe it was. So what we all ought to do is say, look, and we ought to have pro-life Democrats allowed to speak at the convention. I am not trying to shut you out. I'm just saying you cannot go against Roe v. Wade and be a Democrat, I don't think. I think you have to live with it. You can recommend against it. You can argue against it. You can try to legislate, perhaps, but you're not going to win. And the problem is, what is in fact happening in the United States is they're eliminating the right for women to choose anyway by starving it to death. The right-wing Republicans are denying women reproductive care, which is why you will find in this woman the willingness to always support groups like Planned Parenthood because they provide what no other provides, safe, competent care, gynecological care for women on a sliding scale. Wow, what a concept. Hi there, Sam in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You know, I listen to these people. That's why they get so, this world is so messed up right now. They're talking about this abortion.
Yeah.
When Clinton was in office, you had less abortion than you have now since George Bush. Then they throw that out there to feel like a smokescreen. So now my understanding, now let me get this straight. The Republicans talking about abortion and all these moral issues, but they wait till your kids get 18 and 19 and send them off to wars and have them killed then.
Mm.
So it looked like they want to save them for to fight their battles because mostly every Republican get in office, they got to go fight somebody.
But they sure don't volunteer their own.
That's right. They don't volunteer their own. So they use your kids and use your brains, and they brainwash these people about telling them moral issues. And I got some people that voted for Bush. Now they're out of work. Now they're talking about, oh, I think this is wrong. Why? You got everybody running this White House today is draft dodgers. You got has-been, Cheney, Wumpa-Wumps, all the people come back from Nixon and Bush and his daddy's
era. Gerald Ford, yep.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, ain't neither one of them. And everybody that's been in the military that run against these guys, then they talk about them like dogs.
Amen.
Send them down the road.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Mary in Castle Rock, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mary.
Hi there.
Hey.
Whew,
go, Mary. We have about a minute. I know. Wow, it certainly woke me up, I'll tell you. I've only had 2 hours sleep, but my eyes are wide open.
I think people need to think outside of the box on this issue. This is a personal issue. It has nothing to do whether you can have a baby or not have a baby or your guilt of having an abortion. It's an individual decision by what we hope is a competent woman who will make the right decision for her life and for the other lives that it might affect. Number two, I think that if we go this far and to overturn it, we ought to do something about sperm, okay? All of the lost sperm by men. Number three, the Democrats will not win in 2008 because they're too stupid and have Howard Dean as their leader. Republicans hire people who are experienced political strategists. Howard Dean is a doctor who's dumb when it comes to politics. He's a loose cannon. Unless the Democrats can get educated strategists behind them to unify them, 2008 is dead.
Now, you're a voice of reality, Marion, a voice in the wilderness, I'm afraid, so far. But we'll see what happens, and thanks so much. We'll discuss your comments, among others, coming up on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we're going to talk about This Year in God, all coming up.
Exit the giant MedVent Autoplex.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin,
Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rose,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Your Progressive Station.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. How green a Christmas? Retailers are hoping a post-holiday surge adds to the 8% seasonal sales gain so far over last year. Analyst Bert Flickinger says last-minute sales are very solid.
Just from a combination of stores open longer, shoppers postponing purchases, and also when the gift cards are ultimately recorded for sale on a true like-to-like basis, it'll be a record-setting weekend.
It's one of the safest, most widely used painkillers in the country, but health experts warn taking too much acetaminophen can have serious complications for the liver. About 100 million people use acetaminophen every year. The complications arise in just a small percentage. Nurse practitioner Ellen Seifert says it always pays to check how any drug interacts with others.
If you have a good relationship with your pharmacist, and if you don't, you should establish one. Go in and talk to him and say, you know, do me a favor, look at my drug profile, and is this an okay drug for me to use with us?
Now, one of the best modern-day relief pitchers says depression medication is responsible. Police say 50-year-old Jeff Reardon, who ranks sixth in career saves, apologized following his arrest yesterday for allegedly robbing a Palm Beach Gardens, Florida jewelry store. New York Daily News national baseball correspondent Bill Madden says it's hard to believe.
Jeff Reardon never was an ounce of trouble for anybody, and he never remotely was associated with any kind of trouble, and that's why it's just mind-boggling as to what happened here.
Violence continues to sweep Iraq as the political rifts deepen. More than 10,000 people took to the streets of Baghdad today to call for a greater voice in the new parliament for secular Shiites and Sunnis. The U.S. military says a soldier has died after being shot in a firefight yesterday, and officials say it appears hostile fire did not play a role in the crash of a U.S. helicopter, killing both pilots aboard. And as Pete Gow reports, a grisly discovery has been made south of the capital.
Sewage workers in the southern Iraqi city of Karbala may have unearthed what appears to be a mass grave, which could have remained undiscovered for nearly 15 years. The Shia-dominated city had been the scene of a failed uprising against former dictator Saddam Hussein in 1991. It's unclear how many bodies were recovered, but local shopkeepers report seeing bags of decomposed remains being taken away from the area for testing. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
The National Film Registry has released its list of 25 movies singled out this year for preservation, among them the cult classic Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, really? That's no way to behave on your first day, are you?
And the modern-day animated classic Toy Story.
I knew you were right all along, Woody. Never doubted you for a second.
All the flicks were picked by an expert at the Library of Congress from among 1,000 titles nominated by the public. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 27 points, the NASDAQ up about 1. This is CBS News.
I'm sorry, emergency. This is Monique.
Help me, please. A car hit me. Roll my side of the road.
Stop and ask yourself, what would you do if this were you?
Are you injured, ma'am?
Yes, badly, completely.
I will be getting the police on the line.
Could you give your exact location?
Sheriff's Department.
Hey, this is Monique calling from OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment off of U.S. Highway 25. She says she's bleeding very badly.
Could you get the help you need in time?
I'm going to come up with you with the vehicle.
Are you okay?
Oh, please help me.
All right, we got help on the way.
Will you get OnStar before or after you need it?
I will remain on the line with you, okay?
The police officer's here.
The police officer there? Is the ambulance there?
Yes.
We're here whenever you need us.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. OnStar by GM.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we just have one problem working around town. It's northbound 225. A crash right around Parker Road. That may cause some curiosity slowing for you. But other than that, around town, we're in great shape. Southbound I-25 looks good for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. C-470 also in great shape. Westbound I-70 still shut down from Deer Trail over to Lyman as crews work to clear this crash there. And then up in the mountains, more trouble for westbound I-70. Solid jams approaching Copper Mountain. That's because of a bunch of jackknife semis right around Vail Pass. Now around town, Quiddles Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're busy but moving along fine. Turnpike pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster and onto the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds today. Showers possible this afternoon with highs in the 50s. It's 47 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Randy Rose.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based audience. The staff that keeps the shows on the air every day. And especially thanks to you for listening to and supporting America's only progressive talk network.
Happy holidays.
From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
They're not fuchsia.
They're chiffon? I specifically said no chiffon. I mean,
they're not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Something about recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Great. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your old phone books. Call 1-800-422-8793 or log on to DexOnline.com to find out how.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Thanks to Kelly Carr back at the studio, and also thanks to Daryl Luby, who jumped in when we needed him in the first hour of this show. It's 303-713-7600, and thanks always to Jerry Bell for the work, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and thanks to Jay Marvin for taking some time off. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank my next guest, too, who has willingly done the duty to come aboard and talk early in the morning for both of us about this year in God. Good morning, Rabbi Daniel Wiener of Faith Forward.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've been having quite a spirited discussion already about some issues involving religion and personal decisions on the show. So I may start out with a tough one, which would be abortion. The Democratic Party is going to have to face the issue of choice. And how can religious progressives be of help in this area? What does the party need to do to, or what do progressives need to do, better said, to be accepting of other people's viewpoint, but yet preserve a woman's right to choose?
Yeah, that is a tough one to start with.
Sorry, I thought I'd just jump right in and make your brain hurt since mine's hurt since 7 o'clock.
Exactly. I think one of the things that progressives need to do is to not be doctrinaire when it comes to abortion. I mean, I think one of the
shucks, and I just was. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think one of the criticisms of the right from a progressive point of view is that things are so rigid and orthodox in terms of their perspective that they don't take into account what individuals need. And I think progressives need to do the same thing. There was a great article recently in the New Republic magazine about progressives needing to take a real look at who abortion affects most widely. And oftentimes it's lower-income women that oftentimes don't have choices, don't have options, and if abortion is really about a woman's right to choose, and impoverished women really don't have a right to choose, it's really just a circumstance that constrains what they can do, you know, is that something that progressives should be speaking about? And so I think really we need to look at this on an individual basis, and we need to look at this in a less doctrinaire way and try to get past the rhetoric and embrace some of the real human need that's impacted by the abortion debate.
Very, very well said. This year in God, you've been my guest before on this with a very learned panel the other night, by the way. People may not know, but up here once a month on Sundays, Faith Forward comes on the show. Faith Forward being a group of religious folks and maybe not so religious folks who are concerned about how ethics and spirituality and religion affects the political world via the progressive point of view. So in terms of this, it's been quite a year for godly topics, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been an incredible year, and I think incredible not in the sense that, you know, religion has been celebrated as authentically as it should be, but rather the way in which religion has defined the public debate, but also the way in which it's really been exploited by the religious right, by the conservative right, by the administration. And I think from a progressive point of view, one of the positive things that's happened is that I think more and more people are understanding the way in which religion has been manipulated to serve a specific right-wing agenda.
Not only religion, but medicine, too. I guess we could start out with the Terri Schiavo case, Rabbi. In terms of using a woman who is, you know, in a persistent vegetative state as a way to debate whether or not to keep someone alive on a feeding tube and a breathing tube, really rocketed into people's consciousness. And again, it traces back to that privacy issue and a person's own conscience, doesn't it?
It absolutely does on so many levels. And I think one of the key things that happened this year was that the Terri Schiavo debacle, which is what it really was, demonstrated for the first key time, I think, the way in which the conservative right overplayed their hand when it comes to religion. They took the momentum from what they perceived to be the 2004 election and that 22% quote-unquote moral values contingent, and they overplayed it, and I think it really came back to bite them later on. I think that they understand that people do take their values and do take morality and based in religion very seriously, but also they take seriously when they know they're being snowed and beaten over the head with it as a political club, and the Terri Schiavo debacle was a key way in which that became clear, I think, to the general public.
Well, and certainly Michael Schiavo has gone on to form Terri Pack, and he's going to go after everybody from Tom DeLay on down. And Bill Frist, actually,
yeah.
If he ever decides to run again, which he may run for president, so...
Not anymore, I don't think.
I don't think so anymore, either. I think those tapes of him diagnosing her will be played forever, and I think he's annoyed so many people within the Republican Party. He's toast, but we'll see. In terms of the other issues that came out, what was the one that struck you the most? I sort of set the agenda the other night when we were speaking, and I wondered if you had any... which issue that involved God do you think pretty much played up what we're talking about?
Well, the thing that I think was most definitive was this last one, which was the intelligent design decision.
Amazing.
And from the way in which the Dover School Board was voted out to what a Republican, Christian, God-fearing judge said in his 139-page decision, where, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better person to do it, where he came out and not only excoriated the intelligent design folks as being just a creationism in sheep's clothing, but basically said that you can't lie about this, that if you're truly a religious person, if you're truly a person of faith, you can't hypocritically do whatever it takes to try to get your agenda across. And I think that really was a watershed mark that's going to define the next 2 years when it comes to the Christian right and Christian coalition folks trying to impose their view on the rest of us.
But they're not going to stop. I mean, they cost that Pennsylvania school district, I think, about at least $1 million. Now, they're going to be liable to pay for some of it.
Imagine how many homeless and starving people could have been fed with that. You know, and if you really want to embrace Jesus' spirit of helping the most vulnerable, to spend that money on that media circus instead of really helping people is just mind-boggling.
Well, and it was so that when the judge ruled that they lied, for those of you who may not be familiar with some of the intricacies of the case, basically the school board members went around bragging that they were going to get creationism installed back in the school, and then when they were called to the witness stand, tried to backpedal and deny it. Why did the intelligent designer, so-called scientist, go along with being part of that case?
Well, I think some did and a lot didn't. The Discovery Institute in Seattle, which was really the think tank that created this, backed away from it early on when they saw that it was going to go badly. And even some Republican senators who had originally supported it as part of their whole kind of values voter attraction backed away from it, including just this week Rick Santorum, who was a huge champion of it early on.
Very huge champion, but is going to be in a tough race against the pro-life Robert Casey. So he's going to face a very, very tough race, and he's not doing so well.
Exactly.
In terms of the intelligent design, though, they will not go away. Now, how does one handle, because I would assume that the image of God touching man and creating the spark of life is appealing to a religious person, right? I mean, but on the other hand, science is science and evolution is evolution. So how does a person of faith deal with those questions?
See, that was the issue. One of the most insidious things about intelligent design was that it really is something that people of faith believe from a faith perspective. I, not exactly intelligent design the way they've laid it out, but I essentially believe that God is a creator. I mean, as a person of faith, I believe God created the world and God created the laws and the processes that resulted in the world. And so, ostensibly, I believe in something like intelligent design, but that's a faith belief. I don't believe that that's something that we should be teaching in biology class. If you want to talk about it in social studies, God forbid, if you want to talk about it in church or at home where it belongs, that's one thing. But to talk about it in a class where scientific method and the rules of evidence and empiricism apply, that's a whole different debate. And I think keeping those things separate and understanding them as two different pathways to truth is the proper person create evolution. But what you study in biology class and what you do to serve the scientific method is something completely different.
Rabbi Daniel Wiener is a co-founder of Faith Forward, a group of religious progressives here in Seattle that is trying to impact the political world with matters of religious faith. If you'd like to talk to us, you're more than welcome at 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
60, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin today and tomorrow. I'll be with you. And I think Carl Jeffers is filling in a little later this week. So you'll be hearing a couple of different voices in for Jay this week on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thank you all for joining me. My guest is Senior Rabbi Daniel Wiener. He is the Senior Rabbi at Temple to Hersh Sinai and a co-founder along with the Dean of St. Mark's Cathedral here in Seattle of a group called Faith Forward. And you can find out more about it at faithforward.net. Rabbi, again, going back to this year in God, I'm not going to make the noise necessarily, but that we all love from John Stewart. But it is amazing to me how much happened. We also had a very popular and impressive and influential Pope pass away, and then Cardinal Ratzinger come in, the sort of the enforcer. And he has yet to make a huge mark, but it's interesting to see that change, is it not? And how do you think that will impact the world of religion and politics?
Well, it's a little beyond my area of expertise, but in speaking to my Catholic friends and colleagues, many of them have said not to be too worried about the new pope. They feel that he's been kind of unfairly characterized, and we have to wait and see that oftentimes, and I guess the same argument is used with Supreme Court justices, once they actually
yes.
get into the position, yeah. sometimes they look at things very differently, and what they do doesn't necessarily reflect their conservatism from earlier on. And so I think we, you know, the jury's still out, as it were. I mean, there were some early shots across the bow in terms of reining in the Jesuits and some of the recent stuff with homosexuality and the priesthood. But I think the jury's still out. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, the other thing, he said a number of things about women the other day, too. I'm sorry. I apologize for my mic sounding weird. I don't know what is going on with it. But in any event, I also wanted to talk about, in addition to a new pope, we've got a White House that has been invoking religion more so than any I can ever remember. And they have tried to claim it as an issue. Meanwhile, almost every pundit I read always says, well, the liberals are still trying to find their voice with God. What do you say to that statement?
Unfortunately, I think that there's some credibility to that statement. I think progressives, especially, you know, progressive or liberal politicians, need to be able to talk about God and faith in a comfortable way and not just merely ape or mirror what's going on the right. I think the problem with what's going on the right is that it's, again, too doctrinaire, too one-dimensional, and is really just, you know, the talk talking points from, you know, Pat Robertson and the Christian Coalition. I think progressives need to be able to talk about faith, which they have abundantly, and speak out of that faith in terms of morality and policy, and do so authentically in our own way, not merely as a reflection of what we see as being popular and focus group driven on the right. And I think we're still trying to find our voice there, and we better find it quickly. We better find it in the next 11 months.
Do you think it's, I mean, some people say that it sounds almost artificial when liberals try to talk that way. Do you think that's because they're so used to not speaking about it?
Yeah, I think part of it is that there's just not a history of doing so in that kind of way. Although, you know, listen, I hate to invoke the name that, you know, that is so controversial, but I think, you know, it's important. You know, Jimmy Carter just wrote a book called Our Endangered Values.
Yes, he did.
And in that book, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but I've, you know, seen some reviews, and I have it on my list of things to do. You know, he is able to speak about progressive values and the kinds of things that have driven him through and since his presidency, and root them in his Southern Baptist upbringing. And I think that's people, if you speak about it truthfully and authentically and honestly, I think people resonate with it. I think you have to put aside talking points and the whole, again, as I said before, the whole focus-driven, what catchwords are going to actually speak to people, and you have to speak from the heart, and people get it. People sense when you're doing that. And I think Carter has provided a good model for progressives.
You know, I think you're right. And also, we should hearken back to the days when people like Dr. Martin Luther King and other civil rights leaders regularly and routinely invoked values that are religiously driven, but in a natural and, as you say, an authentic way. It's interesting because here in Colorado, Senator Gary Hart, about Ken Salazar, recently said that centrists let others define the issues and try to find the middle. Independent voices strike out on their own. And he says what Colorado wants, and I would say what the nation wants, are independent voices, not just people who are seeking to find that focus group, that center that you're talking about, that's artificially found.
No, I think you're absolutely right. People want visionary leaders who stake out a position. And guess what? That position sometimes, you know, has some conservative elements in it and has some progressive elements in it. It's not all just one school of thought or another. You know, God forbid, human beings are nuanced and complicated, and they should reflect a variety of opinions, I think.
I would hope so. Now, in terms of recent revelations about, maybe I shouldn't use that term, but the FBI has been spying on Muslim groups because of the suspected of having nuclear bombs.
This is in addition to the NSA spying on the rest
in
of
addition,
us, right?
Yeah, in addition to the NSA spying on apparently all of us. Apparently they're equal opportunity spying. The first hour of the show, I did a show on what would you like to say to the NSA, really, because they're listening to us anyway. But, you know, it would seem to me disturbing to find, I mean, not only are they spying on Muslims, but they're spying on people like the Vegan Society, the Quakers.
PETA was in the New York Times the other day. Yeah.
I know. So, I mean, are we to put up with, I mean, and the other thing that's happening, too, is they're trying to, I think, put a chilling effect on some people's religious voices. There's that priest down in, I believe, Pasadena, isn't it? Episcopal priest. Who has been told basically that his 501c3 nonprofit status will be yanked for his political views?
Because he gave an anti-war sermon, I think it was a Christmas a year ago or some major event.
And they're now threatening to, when I don't know, voter guides are routinely issued by the right.
Voter guides try sharing church lists with the Republican National Committee. I mean, it's not even subtle on the other side.
So what's a progressive to do in terms of this? I mean, how do you cry out against these injustices and not scare people away or get them to worry about national security?
You know, again, that's one of the most difficult things that a society confronts. And actually, you know, there have been two films recently that talk about this issue. That is, how do you maintain a secure liberal democracy? How do you maintain national security and civil rights at the same time? What are you willing to endure in terms of risk to maintain? maintain civil rights, and what are you willing to sacrifice in terms of civil rights to maintain national security? Both Good Night and Good Luck, George Clooney's film about Edward R. Murrow and McCarthyism, and Steven Spielberg's new film Munich about the Israeli response to the PLO attacks in Munich in 1972, both confront what democracies do in order to balance those two critical issues. And they could, even though they're historical biopics or what have you, docudramas, they absolutely point to the issue that I think is at the crux of what we're dealing with now. I think one of the key criticisms against the administration in terms of the imbalance of how they're approaching this, and what's going to really define our country for the next generation. I mean, this terrorism stuff is not going to go away, but the war on terrorism, and no matter how valiantly you declare it from the mountaintop, is not going to be an effective way to confront this. And I think we're going to be struggling with this balance between national security and civil rights, whether it's torture or spying or preemptive war for the next generation.
Something to look forward to. So you've seen Munich.
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I've read everything about it.
I have, too.
And it just literally came out 2 days ago. I haven't gotten a chance to go, but I'm actually going this week. So
are you good? I'm going to try to go this week or next week when I babysit my nephews here in Colorado. Can you stay one more brief second?
Absolutely.
Great. Rabbi Daniel Wiener, senior rabbi at Temple de Hirsch Sinai and co-founder of Faith Forward. If you have any questions of faith that you've been wrestling with or your ethical or religious beliefs via your political beliefs, we would love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart filling in.
Afternoon showers are possible with highs in the 50s. We're at 47.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Life being Rabbi Daniel Wiener, that's fine. But
it's a done deal.
Yeah. Right, of Temple to Hersh Sinai. And we're talking about matters of faith and how it is difficult, I think, for what do people do when they don't have a particular faith? Because, you know, I've recently chosen to follow a particular faith, which I'll talk about more later perhaps. But what I'm thinking about is, you know, for years I just felt like, well, I'm an ethical person. Why are you insulting me? But I found myself in agreement a lot with people of faith who were progressive. So I assume there must be some other people out there like me.
You know, the largest denomination is the unaffiliated. And across the board, people who just have no formal connection with a church. Or these are still people who have some kind of faith, whether it's faith in something as elemental as family and friendship and love in one's home, or it's a sense of, you know, connection to higher values, a connection to morality, to define what they try to do in the world, to make the world a better place, and a connection to something bigger than themselves, whether they call it God or some great spirit or mind or infinite mind. I think there are a lot of people who have a generalized kind of faith that maybe we can't box and categorize, you know, within a specific denomination or specific theology. But I think these are people who do have what I would define as a kind of personal faith.
Yes. And I think, too, that finding that personal faith can be a wonderful experience. But I think, too, that people who don't have a faith get kind of tired of hearing both sides moralize at them. I know I did. And I also felt like sometimes I felt like it was this. Quite frankly, it was the sexism of organized religion that kept me out of it for a long time. So I think some of those questions need to be maybe discussed more openly in a way to sound more inviting, perhaps. I don't mean proselytizing necessarily. I just mean that there is, I know that at an event we did up here, and let me just say quickly, I should have added earlier that I'm a board member of Faith Forward, but It seems to me that there's a hunger out there to discuss these issues, but people are afraid that they'll be, I don't know, shouted down or abandoned. I mean, I know in the homosexual issue that a lot of people were just afraid that they would be ostracized by the religious right, for example, and that the issues could never be discussed.
I mean, I think we have to absolutely provide a forum where people can, you know, dialogue and share their various viewpoints on these things. And also, as you said before, and I'm very sensitive to that, there are people who specifically do not, you know, have an affinity for any supernaturally based kind of faith and really just want to be good people because of the ethics involved. And I think we have to find common cause with those people as well. I mean, we have to join with everyone to try to make the world a more compassionate and more inspired place to live. And I'm very happy to do that, you know, for people to of different backgrounds and different beliefs to, or lack thereof, to work together to make things the best that they can be. I mean, I may look at that as God's ideal, and they may look at it as just the fulfillment of human potential. But, you know, if we get to the same place, you know, I'm all for that.
Me too. So in terms of what the Democratic Party should do about religion, or what progressive groups, or what Faith Forward is going to do about carrying these messages into the political year, we've got 2006 coming up, 2008 beyond that. What do you see on the horizon? And again, I'm sorry about this echo. I don't know what's happening. I've tried everything I know.
Okay. I don't really hear it that much.
Good.
Yeah. I think the key thing is the key motivating force behind Faith Forward is to put another voice of faith out into the public square and to say that, you know, while it seems that people of faith who are the dominant voices in the media come from a evangelical or a reactionary perspective, that most of us out here there have a moderate or progressive approach to these things, that we are devout believers, but we don't believe we need to impose it on other people, and we understand that our morality, when it comes to how it lives out in the political realm, how it's played out in the political realm, has less to do with, you know, God, has less to do with homosexuality and stem cell research and abortion, and more to do with the budget as a moral document. It has more to do with feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. I mean, that's what the biblical texts speak to much more widely and much more deeply than some of the hot button issues that have been adopted by the right.
The mayor of Denver is calling for he's going to starting a homeless initiative, much like we have in Seattle, to eradicate homelessness in 10 years. He's going to ask dozens of religious congregations at a January 10th luncheon to mentor a homeless family or senior as part of the city's plan to end it. I know that your congregation takes in homeless people. Do you think that a mentoring program could work?
I think it's a wonderful symbolic beginning. I don't think it's certainly sufficient, but I think any way in which a congregation or a group of people can connect and form a relationship with a homeless family or a homeless person and see them not as a societal statistic, but rather as individuals with faces and lives and connections is really very important. I think it's a great symbolic start to what I hope would be a much more widespread, comprehensive program.
At the same time, though, I think we do have to think of our tax dollars as being part of feeding a moral document, as you said before, in terms of the budget, because religious groups can't hope to take up the entire slack for the government, can they?
No, absolutely not. I mean, government, I think, at its most essential, at the most essential level, government is there to protect the most vulnerable. And unfortunately, this current administration sees protection as merely military protection, but protection also means providing a social safety net. And to do one without the other is to give up on one of the essential roles of government. And that is something that absolutely faith speaks to, and it has for thousands of years.
Amen. Thank you very much, Senior Rabbi of Temple to Hersh Sinai and co-founder of Faith Forward. You can check it out at faithforward.net. Thank you so much for joining me this Tuesday morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I am so glad. Thank you very much. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'll be right back for any closing thoughts that you may have about anything. I open it up. You tell me. Got questions to ask? You got issues you're pondering? If you want to get this echo out of my head, it's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
When you take a test drive on Tuesdays, look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
AM 760. The real story. 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again.
Hey,
Who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
You know what he was for me, what I heard was the voice of sweet reason.
Yep.
You know, I am a religious progressive, and I was really glad to hear that term, because that's something, you know, I've been having my Christianity, I've been beaten over the head with it so much over the last couple of years that I've been feeling like people honestly feel like, but because I am a Christian that I have all these weird right-wing ideas, and that's absolutely not the case.
I agree that they've been marginalized. A lot of our Christian brothers and sisters up here in Seattle feel the same way, exactly, that they are just, you know, there's been a tsunami of the religious right over the entire Christendom, so to speak, and there are an awful lot of religious progressives, you're right.
But the faith that I participate in is all about peace and love and doing the right things for the right reason and being of service to one another. And it has been the issue of the I call them the TV preachers, you know, that use everything they could to extract as many dollars as they can from the general public, whoever will listen, that has permeated itself over into the way our government does things,
well,
too.
Well, and see, Senator Salazar calling out Dr. Dobson for being un-Christian, that doesn't bother me at all. Pat Robertson threatening the good folks of Dover, Pennsylvania, that they're, you know, you might as well never call on God because he won't be there anymore because you've cast him out because they want to teach science? I mean, that kind of ludicrous statement, I think, is offending a lot of people. And I think people are tired of hearing that kind of extremist view expressed about matters of ethics and religion.
Going both directions.
Indeed.
Because I was listening here a few weeks ago when they were talking about design science, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, well,
intelligent design.
That's it, intelligent design. And they were talking about that. And it's, yeah, me too. But you almost, it's like you had to believe either one way or the other. You know, you had to believe that the earth was created in 7 24-hour periods as we know it, or you had to believe in evolution. Well, see, the theories of evolution happen to fit just perfectly with my religious feelings about it, and biblical and scriptural. It all fits together for me, and I really don't like being put on the spot like I have to make this grand decision. You know, either I believe this way or this way, and don't give me the choices. I can make my own choices.
And you know what? Darwin didn't particularly want to either, from what I understand. You know, he may have been an agnostic, but he worried about what it would do, and he... You know, and I think those kinds of questions are germane. It's like the rabbi said, he personally believes that there may have been a spark in the divine along the way, and maybe there was. But you don't confuse that with high, and this is scientific method about the supernatural, because by definition, with faith, you have to make a leap. And that's part of the point, I think, is that you're not going to get an easy answer, that it's not going to all come to you as of a package.
No. And I believe that that's just how God did it. That was the method by which God created this earth took trillions of years to accomplish. And it's still ongoing. And that's just the force of nature that works that I call God. And I just get aggravated when the religious people want to tell me, from the religious right, here I'm doing the same thing that I don't like having done to me.
Right.
Telling me that it says 7 days, but nobody knows how long a day was. I'm getting off onto a tangent here, and I didn't want to do that, but I was just really glad to hear somebody saying how important it was for us to open dialogue where we're actually bringing people together to talk instead of driving people away with rhetoric.
What a great way to put that, and I'll be sure and pass your comments on to the rabbi. I'm sure he'll be pleased to know that you were inspired to say that, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Howdy, glad to have you aboard. I just heard from a former colleague of mine in Colorado. It's Audrey Brote, who used to work with me at a previous incarnation of AM 760. She says, why is it we never talk about the obvious alternative to abortion? It's called vasectomies. How about if we offered free vasectomies to men? Of course, I suppose we'd also have to pay them big bucks to give up their fertility. But seriously, the caller lamenting is that what if his mother had had an abortion? I wanted to say to him, what if she never had sex with your dad? Come on, vasectomies work and are simple. Or is this a battle between the sexes where women bear all of the accountability and responsibility? Fun hearing your voice again, and I do remember you from the earlier version of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I would love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. In matters of religion, do you feel left out, as our previous caller did? Do you feel as though you're crying in the wilderness? You're a progressive, but you feel like the religious right has totally overtaken your religion and that you're stuck, you're mired. That's it, that's all. You are absolutely locked into a political belief where you're going to be lumped in with the Dobsons. Forgive me, Dobson, but I do pick on you because you're now within realm of my voice. But Dr. Dobson and Pat Robertson and all of the others... It's 1-303-713-7600, and I would love to hear from you about those particular issues. Also, during this show, we have raised issues about all kinds of things, such as the war on us, the absolute war on us, such as the war against us with the National Security Administration. I would say it's unholy to listen to our conversations, but you may not. I mean, you may think, oh, it's fine, Aaron, if we net a few terrorists, so what if all my conversations are now recorded and stored in the belly of the beast? And I say to you, remember Richard Nixon as a cautionary tale. Remember all kinds of despots around the world who have recorded conversations and used them against people. You know, to assume that the government, I usually try to believe the best in people, but man, oh man, this is bad. We also talked about Senator Ken Salazar cutting his own trail in the Senate. Is he suiting you, or has he gone off the reservation? Is he off the path? Is he not walking the walk and talking the talk as you would like him to? And then think about the alternative of Senator Pete Coors. Swallow hard and deal, I think, is what I'm saying in part, because I'm very practical. I'm very rational in that way. I look at it and say, all right, let's see. Pete Coors, Ken Salazar. Who do I want? Ken Salazar. Now, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper is going to be asking dozens of religious congregations at a January 10th luncheon to mentor homeless families or seniors as part of the city's plan to end homelessness in 10 years. 172 people representing 89 congregations out of about 1,000 in the Denver area have already pledged support in time and money. Do you think that this can work? Mentoring can help bring out break the cycle of homelessness, certainly, according to Roxanne White, who's chairwoman of the Denver Commission to End Homelessness. But I wonder if a church, a synagogue, a mosque, a place of worship can take in at least one homeless family. I mean, up here we have homeless families taken in by quite a few congregations. We have a tent city, a few of them. And it isn't enough. It isn't enough. Every night when I go home, and I'll go home today, and I'll probably see them too, I see cars parked. There are a whole, and I don't know what we call them yet, the movable feast, I don't want to use the word slum because that's not true. Their cars are very neatly kept. But people are living in their cars. This is a reality. So tomorrow I would like to talk to you perhaps about whether or not this huge economic boost that the Bush administration keeps pounding us with, oh yes, the economy's growing 4%. It's like, is that really true? And is it trickling down to you? Is it working in your life? Are you better off? Now, I'm slightly better off. Thank you very much, Jerry Bell, Chris Olinger, and others who help hire me and give me work. But my dollar is stretched further. Now, this year, I gave about as much for the holidays as I did last year, but I spent it a little differently. I gave experiences rather than stuff. And I also gave I always try to buy my niece and my nephews, who are we're all separated by thousands of miles, but I try to all give us a gift together. You know, and sometimes it takes the form of travel clocks, and sometimes it doesn't. And this year, it took the form of a goat. Yes, you heard me correctly. I gave them a goat. I gave them a fourth of a goat. And I hope my nephews are listening. I haven't told them yet because they haven't gotten their information from Heifer International. But that's what I gave them. I went to heifer.org, and I gave them a goat. And the reason that I gave them a goat was because we had so much tragedy in this past year, from the tsunami to Katrina and Rita to the earthquakes in Pakistan, that I just felt that as a citizen of the world and of this country, I had to use my dollars to give back.